Hi. The Common Man and Timmy podcast is brought to you by my friends at Care Heating and Cooling. I was talking to my friend Alex Ovechkin the other day. He was complaining about the temperature of the guest rooms at the Kremlin. And I said, you know, I never have that problem because I call Care Heating and Cooling. And he said they don't have Care Heating and Cooling in Russia. He also said all the McDonald's closed. And I said, well, stop invading other countries. You won't have this problem. And then he laughed and laughed, and Putin picked up the extension. Luckily, Care Heating and Cooling exists in America, so call them. And they take cash money, not rubles. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.co.russia. No.com. When you need a company you can trust.
Good afternoon. This is Paul Keels. Blue Jackets try and snap a six-game losing streak, skating Detroit against the Red Wings tonight, who've lost two in a row. Going into play, both teams 2 points out of the final wild card spot in the East. Columbus also two back in third place in the Metro Division. 7 p.m. faceoff right here on The Fan. Other games tonight that could affect the Blue Jackets: Ottawa hosts Tampa Bay, and Boston is at Carolina. Baseball today, seventh inning in Cleveland. Guardians tied with Kansas City 1-1. Stephen Kwan has driven in a lone run for the Guardians today. Cincinnati Reds take a four-game winning streak into their second game of their series in Miami with the Marlins tonight. Andrew Abbott pitching for the Reds. Sandy Alcantara for the Fish. And the Columbus Clippers begin a series tonight in Worcester, Massachusetts. This update brought to you by High Bank Distillery Co. Locally inspired dishes and award-winning cocktails. Visit highbankco.com to make your reservation. Dine, drink, distill at High Bank. Breaking sports news when it happens on The Fan, Ohio sports destination.
You're about to enter a land of audio delight so awesome that you'll drop all important obligations to get your daily fix. Even Marconi, inventor of the radio, couldn't have imagined the pleasures that are about to invade your ear holes.
Oh, yes.
Try as you might, there's no escape. Let's begin.
Paul, good afternoon.
This is Common Man and Timmy.
Doing good, Mike.
Featuring Panama Ted.
Too hot.
With special guests, Nicole Sheeran.
Yeah, dog.
Jen Winters.
I will kick you in the junk.
Jeff Rimmer.
I will be around to haunt you forever.
And Chris Collinsworth.
I mean, are you kidding me?
Broadcasting live from the corner of Cracky and Sacky.
Excuse me.
Here's Common Man and Timmy.
They don't know what the f*** they're doing.
Happy Tuesday. Welcome in. Hello, good, clean boy.
Hello, Common Man. Haven't seen you since last Tuesday.
It's good to see you. Hey, how you doing?
It's a girthy Tuesday. I'll tell you that.
Oh, it is.
We got Inside the Buckeyes coming up at 3:46. See you next Tuesday with Jen Winters. All the info, what's going on behind the scenes at 4 o'clock. Rapid fire. At 4:30. Timmy time at 5:30. What are we doing this week for Timmy time?
Well, I mean, you're decked out in a nice forest green, kind of the same color, not too far off from a green jacket.
Forest green or a hunter green?
Well, I don't know.
My UCL hurts, Teddy.
I could be swayed, but it's going to be a little Masters time, Timmy time.
Just saw
spring
a little
time in Augusta.
One of your favorite guys, Gary Woodland.
Oh, you did?
Was doing a little press conference.
You saw him up on the TV?
Yeah.
Gary Woodland.
Mm-hmm.
You think he's a contender this week?
Throwing temper tantrums.
What are you talking about?
Wasn't Gary Woodland. Who the hell was
what
it
mean?
Then? Who's the guy that throws temper tantrums?
He's a great guy.
Who's the guy?
Patrick Reed?
No, not him.
I saw him doing press too. He's back on the PJ Tour. He said, the whole reason
Teddy,
I went to live.
He won the U.S. Open.
He beats the crap out of the locker rooms. Wyndham.
Yeah. Wyndham Clark.
The Wyndham Hotel.
Yes, I saw him.
Wyndham Rewards. He's bad, man.
I know you don't like him. That's why I brought it up.
Might look like a good guy, but he's going to see it mahogany, and he's just going to want to beat it.
I messed up the name. Ooh, beat it. How you doing, Teddy?
Doing good, Mike.
How you doing, Tress?
And how you doing, little partner?
Fine. And it's little visitor now. Adewoyoli is how you say it in Cherokee.
Oh, well, pardon my French, but I'll be damned.
Walker told me I have AIDS.
You can't. I feel like the Aaron Paul meme in Breaking Bad. You can't keep getting away with this.
You can't use it later.
I get to use it sometime.
Nope. Sorry, I don't know what to tell you.
Bull, man. That sucks. It's a Timmy Time Tuesday, and now you've ruined the whole thing.
I don't know what to tell you, man.
What about 5:30? I mean, is that
No.
Oh, no, no. It's going to come back thicker and fuller.
How you doing, Trent?
Doing good, Mike.
Thank you.
You shouldn't have played that. You can't play that.
I can play it.
Because you played the other thing in its place.
Nothing to do with that. No, stop making up rules. Stop making up rules.
How you doing, little partner? Attaway, always how you say it in Cherokee. Is that bad if I got that on a t-shirt? Would that be bad? What's bad about that? It's like an actual
nothing.
Cherokee thing.
Nothing's bad.
You call me a racist when I wear my Washington apparel.
I like how you can't even say it. When you wear the retro stuff?
Well, I'm sorry. That's just
when you go to the Sam's Club and just paint your face red and go, ooh! Yes, I tell you not to do that.
You know, people at the Sam's Club, they love it. Man. Should have never let it change. Always the Redskins to me, buddy. I'm like, I'm going to take this jacket off now. Ernest Biner. Mark Rippon. Dexter Manley couldn't read. He's all right by me.
Michigan wins the title. Yay, Big Ten. No, I'm told this is a big deal. Yay. So we got UCLA. They won the women's championship. That was a good tournament, huh?
Every
big game decided by 30 points, that's a good one.
Legendary coaches making fools out of themselves.
So UCLA, they win the women's tournament. We're going to claim them because they're in the Big Ten. Yay.
Football.
Yep.
Indiana.
Football. That's 3 years.
Indiana.
Big Ten win the championship.
Cheating Wolverines.
Right. And now Michigan's
won. For the time being, they've done this one on the up and up in basketball.
The tournament. Now, Dusty May's cooking up something. I don't like him.
He looks like a good, clean boy.
Yeah, see, that's where he's going to get you.
Yeah.
No.
Where the way that quarter zip. But what do you think of a guy that zips the quarter zip all the way up to the tippy top?
I don't mind
it.
Is
that a strange move?
It's sort of the new thing now. I've seen a couple people doing that.
I don't like it.
No?
No. It's not comfortable.
Clearly, he's comfortable.
He's
winning national championships. He looks pretty comfortable to me.
I know they're the same style, the Nike ones that have like the bordering around the zipper. Like everybody, Ohio State's got that same style of quarter zip. I can't stand the zip all the way up to the top. You think he's wearing a shirt under there? God, I don't know. It's kind of hard to tell.
You think he's naked under the quarter zip?
You'd probably be able to see the nips poking a little bit.
We're so really off to a good start, aren't we, Teddy?
Probably wearing a shirt under there.
Great stuff.
Really off to a good start.
No.
You excited about Michigan winning the championship? Did you?
What kind of question is that?
I'm told that Buckeye fans very excited.
Who's excited as a Buckeye fan?
Are you kidding me? Buckeye fans are
excited about this?
Joshua Perry. I
wouldn't put that on him.
We were talking about it last week.
What he said yesterday was that he thinks, and I disagreed with him, he thinks that Michigan winning the national championship is going to push Ohio State into doing something. And this whole notion about that kind of offends me for Ohio State.
It should offend you.
That is offensive to think that we need to sit around and wait. That's the whole thing with me when it comes to, you know, maybe you've got like a dangerous intersection and you've called people about it and you've let your city know time and time and time again. But for whatever reason, and we do this with a lot of things, we're just going to have to wait for somebody to die. Like, we know it's dangerous. We know that a lot of people have put in things about this and they want it to change, but that's just not the way politics work. We're just going to sit back and wait for someone to die and then we'll react. And instead of like, we knew about this problem. Why would we just wait for our arch rival to prove that they're great at this sport before we just pick up the pieces and decide to invest more, you know, hire better coaches, get better all across the board? Pick better players in the transfer portal. Why would we ever sit and wait for someone else to be great at something and say, oh, now that motivates us? And I don't think that's going to make any difference with Ohio State. I believe that they're already pissed off enough that they want to be better. I don't know if they're going to be able to push all the right buttons or if they've put enough capital into this offseason where it's going to change. I'm at a point right now where I've got to wait and see it. I have to wait and see that it can be done before I believe again.
What what I'm tired of hearing, and this was my problem when we first started with NIL. I was having these conversations on the air. Mm-hmm. Well, if for some reason things don't work out, somehow it's going to be our fault. We don't love the team enough. We didn't donate enough money. What's wrong with you?
Right.
The fans.
We need a bigger donor to step it up.
We sort of get that with Ohio State basketball as is. Well, why don't you come to the games? Why is it so quiet in here? Why do we have to change the atmosphere? It's because of you fans. You're spoiled. You don't want to come. We heard Mark Titus say, oh, they don't care about anything unless it's football season. Then how dare they have an opinion? It's always the fans' fault. It's never the fact that the athletic department has their priorities in the wrong place. Look, we can still dominate. Yes, football. All right, it's not one or the other. I'm so tired of hearing that.
I am too.
If behind the scenes we actually put the resources where they needed to be to help the basketball program grow, it would grow.
If we have to start having uncomfortable conversations about the overall size of our athletic department, then maybe it's time to start having those uncomfortable conversations.
It's going to happen eventually, dude.
I don't want to see sports go away, but there are certain sports that as fans, we need to see them achieve certain things. Men's basketball is a no-brainer. That's where a lot of the money is. It's a no-brainer. Stop letting it just sit off here to the side. It's over. It's got to be over. And again, like I know I said earlier, they want it to be back. The people that are hired right there. I hate doing this too, because Dusty May, yes, we know that it was Jake Diebler or Dusty May. I don't want to live in the past like that, because that's not fair to Jake Diebler. They elected to go with him.
But at the same time, this is a direct comparison, Timmy.
I get that too. I get that side of it, but it's not Jake Diebler's fault for that.
I understand.
He knows that. Also, he can't just get to the NCAA tournament and lose in the first round. This is merely a step. This is never, ever, ever going to be the bar or be acceptable to finish middle of the pack in your conference, make the tournament, and go out in the first round. It's merely a stepping stone. We hope, and that's all I can say, is we hope, because I've got to see everything about the program kick it up to another notch. We can't just start seasons ranked outside the top 25 anymore.
Well, got the odds for next year.
I don't want to hear it.
Well, you're going to hear it. I got the odds for the Buckeyes to win the national championship next year. They got some pretty good programs around them, Timmy. Pretty good.
Around the Buckeyes?
I'm going to get you to just melt down today. I can tell it's going to be one of those days. You're just going to lose it all. Your face is going to melt like Raiders of the Lost Ark.
What about the Jackets, though?
Well, we'll talk about them.
Hey, tonight. It all turns around.
Okay.
You don't believe that for a second.
Common Man and Timmy on The Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
We've got some slower traffic due to an accident that's on eastbound East Broad Street at Taylor Station Road. And you're looking at a 5-minute holdup due to a crash on the right shoulder of northbound 71 on the north side, going from 670 to 11th Avenue. This report is sponsored by COTA. Tapping is already how you move through your day. Now it's how you ride the bus. Pay to ride COTA by tapping your card, smartphone, or smartwatch and go. Learn more at COTA.com/tap. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. Can I tell you a secret? One of my joys in life is a good clean out. Once in a blue moon, I will take it to the next level. I have an air vent right over the toilet. So when I know a wild ride is coming, I'll turn down the AC a few minutes before it's go time. And then when I sit down, beautiful cold air greets me, blowing in my face as I do the deed. And the only people I trust to keep my crapper temp in tip-top shape, that's Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Bishop and Friends.
Do you know who took a personal affront to that? Young Master Bootsy. Loves his stuffies. He was not pleased. What are they doing, Dad? They can't use the polar bears.
Bishop and Friends, sponsored by Diamond Seller.
Weekdays from 9 to noon on The Fan.
Do you have foot?
The podcast is brought to you by our friends, Care Heating and Cooling. I end every commercial the same way, telling you to hire Care when you need a company you can trust. It's not just a slogan. It's the Care Creed. With arms wide open, the way they live their life and the way they strive to be remembered by you, the customer, at the end of every interaction with CARE. CARE Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Fan weather.
From the Logan AC and Heat Services Weather Center.
Plenty of sunshine today, but you'll need that jacket. Highs only getting into the mid to upper 40s across central Ohio, and then for tonight, clear skies with lows into the 20s. Widespread frost develops overnight into Wednesday morning, otherwise turning sunny with daytime highs milder, getting into the mid to low 60s. I'm meteorologist Meredith Garfalo for The Fan with the 10 weather impact forecast.
The Sportsbook at Hollywood Casino Columbus is the official sportsbook sponsor of Common Man and Timmy. Must be 21. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-589-9966.
A show you can feel deep down in your plums.
No! That is a bad place to touch. No. No, 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 no.
This is Common Man and Timmy.
You know, there are a lot of people out there. A lot of, call them like big city, East Coast elitists that have a certain idea of what the state of Ohio is. And nine times out of ten, they're completely wrong. All right? They don't understand that we got big city stuff. We got big time businesses here. All that.
We need the Big Ten basketball tournament here someday.
Well,
bring it here, baby.
Yeah. But then, like yesterday, I look at the news and I'm like, maybe they're right a little bit. All right, where was the governor of the state yesterday? Is that the grand opening of a gas
station?
He was at
the Buc-ee's, baby.
I'm just saying, this is what the governor's doing? Cutting the ribbon at the Buc-ee's?
Well, Mike, it was just a plain old Monday. I mean, how else would you want to kickstart your week? Go to a nice ribbon-cutting ceremony at a fantastic truck stop chain that's getting a F rating now, right, from the Better Business Bureau? Bad bathrooms, man.
I'm one of the most powerful governors in the world. Yep, you're at a gas station on Monday, cutting the ribbon.
It's a Buc-ee's.
What does that mean?
It means it's great.
Who's here, T-Bone? Great,
greatness. I'm here for T-Bone. I love a good gas station.
All right.
You'll see Cam Neely in the stalls later on.
Manly Love.
2:15 a.m., baby.
Meteor for Manly Love. NCAA tournament odds for next season. Duke is the leader in the clubhouse at plus 700 odds. And it's Michigan, plus 800. Arizona, Florida, Houston, they're all in there. Michigan State, plus 1,500. Illinois, they had a nice run, plus 2,000. If you're wondering where the Buckeyes are, they are down with Wisconsin and Indiana. They have plus 8,000 odds to win the national championship next year.
Puts them somewhere in the 30 to 40 range. Because there's a bunch of teams that are getting similar odds once you go down the chain a little bit.
Odds don't mean anything.
They don't, because what they're banking on right now is program success. That's all you have to go off of. What did Michigan just accomplish last night? What was like the key thing that they got done, the stat that everybody's talking about when they won that game? All five of their players were what? Transfers.
Right.
All five of their starters. That's what Dusty May did. And of course, you know, the other thing that doesn't make a whole lot of Buckeye fans feel great, not to mention the Dusty May, Jake Diebler debate that goes on there, but you had Roddy Gale choose to take a lesser role, but go up there to a winning program that was in transition where a new coach is coming in. But look how well he did coming off the bench, and he played great in that NCAA tournament, too. Had a great block. He's flying in for two-hand
put-back
dunks.
It's amazing what happens when you have some depth on your team.
Yeah, when you have depth and when you have guys that can buy into that. Now, he didn't want to stick around at Ohio State being a known starter and a commodity. He was already starting games, I think, late in his true freshman year. We know his whole entire sophomore year he was. So you were going to have a backcourt to build on. You had guys leaving. So you are going off of the programs that you trust. When they lose players, you know more often than not that they're going to bring in guys that are going to matter and have an impact. And we just have not seen it yet from the Holtman into Jake Diebler run with Ohio State basketball. The next time we see it where they get two or three big impact guys, that'll be the first time.
All right, well, let's try and be productive here, because we're sort of throwing a pity party for ourselves because Michigan goes out, wins a national championship. Maybe some of you are excited about that because it's Big Ten dominance. Yay. Anytime Michigan wins, it sucks. it hits me in the plums. Anytime Michigan wins with a guy who could have been the head coach of our team, it sucks. It hits me in the plums. So let's focus on the positive. Ohio State, we said before the season started, you need to make the tournament, right?
And they did.
It looked a little dicey.
You're right about that.
At some points this season, but
it had to be.
You achieved the goal.
Mm-hmm.
It was a step. You made the tournament. Let's not all be confused by what Michigan did this year. You're not going to go from that to winning the national championship next year. It's not going to happen. But what does the next logical step look like with this basketball team?
Before you go on, though, that is also part of the problem.
That they did it in year two?
Because Michigan,
I understand.
Because Michigan erased Juwan Howard.
They were
like a single-digit win program,
and they
won the title in 2 years.
I'm trying to be logical. All right, you're not going to see a ton of that. What Michigan did this year is exceptional. I don't care what type of NIL money you're throwing at a program. You're not going to see a lot of programs go from single-digit wins to national championship in a 48-month time span.
24 months. I will agree with that. I absolutely will agree with that. And I do think, you know, Dusty May deserves his credit because there were some people that were doubters. I was kind of in the middle on that because you take a program like FAU to the Final Four. It demands notice, especially with the way college basketball is going right now. You take a mid-major program to the Final Four and pull that off, you got to say, like, this guy can coach because you're not able to get all of the players that everybody else is able to afford. You've got to coach these guys. You got to develop them. You got to get them to buy in and have a system. And so he proved that he had that, and it's still exceptional what he's done in just 2 years at Michigan.
But here's the next step.
What can the Buckeyes follow with that?
Here's what I want to do in my scenario. You're top four in the conference, okay? You finish top four. You go to the second weekend of the tournament. I mean, yes, I'd like to get greedy, and I want more than that, but I think that's a nice, logical progression. Mm-hmm. Am I asking too much?
What if it's a win one game, you are in a good fight, and you know, you get a couple of bad bounces, you're competitive in that second game,
but
you don't
get
out of the first
Timmy,
weekend?
I'll adjust if appropriate, but sitting where I'm sitting right now, I want to get to the second weekend. I want to finish top four in the conference. I don't think it's too much to ask.
Do you believe that it's going to happen is
no,
the next question.
But I said that's what I want to happen.
This is a big, bad conference now. Like, we're seeing it. And that's the one little thing. And I didn't want it because I don't need Michigan to win the national championship to know what's true, that this is probably, I know I couldn't say that with a straight face to, you know, to a bunch of people that are fans of teams that win national championships when our conference hasn't, but now that's the one little thing you could say, that Michigan won the national championship. The best basketball, more often than not, is being played in the Big Ten. The Big Ten is spreading its wings right now. They've got depth when it comes to their teams. They even sagged off a little bit this year, but still, when you look at the number of teams they took to the tournament and how well and how deep
the runs were in that
tournament.
The reason why this conference has not gotten love is because they have not won national championships.
In 26 years, right. But
right.
They've still been a good conference.
I understand.
Now they've got the title on their side. And to be top four in this league, that's different than what it was, than what it was when Thad was here. It's a greater accomplishment. So it's going to take that much more than what it used to take to try to finish up there. And that's the task.
Well, Thad knows what it's like to win the conference.
Yes, he does.
He knows what it's like to win
the championships.
Big Ten tournament.
Yeah.
And get to the championship game. You know, I'm all for the next step, and I hope that Jake Diebler can take that next step. But let's not forget what Thad was able to do here.
Thad won 9 Big Ten championships between regular seasons and conference tournaments.
Yeah.
Think about
that. Wrap your head around that.
9 Big Ten championships.
And I'm not saying it wasn't good time
to
go, right? With revisionist history, it's like, oh, never should have fired him. It's like, no,
he was wearing down.
He was wearing down. It was trending in the wrong direction.
That's exactly what we're saying here, is that we got standards.
Right.
And prisoner of your own success. No one liked doing that. That's that kind of day that you hate it when it comes, right? And we've been there with Ohio State football before, right? Where you've had to say goodbye to coaches that you had a soft spot for because they won a lot. But either there was some kind of scandal going on or they weren't winning that game that you needed to win. But it was still wasn't like a happy day when it came.
Right.
The same way that it was for Thad. And now I'm never happy. Like, I'm never happy to say goodbye to someone. Like, it wasn't a happy day when Chris Holtmann didn't work out. Like, it was kind of, he had these ebbs and flows where there were these little opportunities for the program to take off. And I still go back to that Oral Roberts game when they got themselves, they ascended to a 2 seed in the NCAA tournament and then lost an overtime game in that first round of that, those two dudes that scored like 75 of their points. That was the day that set Buckeye basketball back a long time. I can pinpoint it back to that one game in the pandemic tournament.
Yeah, was it that?
Oral Roberts, it was that game.
It was that game. And I'm trying to think if there was something else. No, it was probably that.
They make a run that year. You go to a Sweet 16 or an Elite 8, maybe a Final Four, maybe NIL kicks in. It sounds like a lot of excuse making. I get it. Like a year later kicks in and then you have the NIL opportunity.
Yeah.
They always seem to have a guy that left 1 year before you wanted him to leave. If Caleb Wesson is a stay over on one team, how much better is that next year's squad?
Right.
If Dwayne Washington stays over one more year, how much better is that next year's squad? There was all those things, but that's in the past now. Like it's gotta be full steam ahead and a commitment to no more being okay going into years where it's like, oh, I think they could be, you know, 9th or 10th, middle of the pack in the Big Ten, and then maybe they develop through the year and make a run. No, that's okay for some years. Like at a program like this, maybe a couple years out of a 10-year span where it looks like that. But it was, T-Bone recently, I saw him put up a tweet that just had sort of his ideal expectations, kind of what you were alluding to for next year, take a step. And I think Bone was like, tournament every year. Yeah, I agree. And it's not to say you fire guys if you have a year where you don't make the tournament, but that's the baseline
for the program.
Be in the top five in the Big Ten in basketball most years. Every 2 or 3 or 4 years, make a run of winning the championship.
Make a run for the title.
For the conference championship.
Yeah.
And, you know, once or twice in a 10-year span, make runs at a Final Four.
Tell me why that's unreasonable.
That's not unreasonable. UConn was about to win its 7th national championship since 99. Like, think about that. It's what they're doing in the conference that they're into. Like, let's go.
Well,
Ohio State.
What we're missing in Big Ten championships for basketball, we're getting it back.
Pistol.
With Stanley Cups.
Oh.
For the
I'm talking
Columbus
about the pistol
Blue Jackets.
Team.
Big night for the Jackets tonight. We'll talk about it in 2 minutes. Common Man and Timmy on the Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
We've got hold up due to an accident that's blocking the right lane on northbound US 23 at Olentangy Crossing. It's going to be stop and go from Home Road. We also have some slowdown due to a crash on Vine Street at Neal Avenue. This report is sponsored by Credit Karma. Don't let tax refund worries hold you back. File now with TurboTax on Intuit Credit Karma. They'll find every credit and deduction to help you get every refund dollar you deserve or your money back. Start filing today in the Credit Karma app. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Track.
Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. Can I tell you a secret? One of my joys in life is a good clean out. Once in a blue moon, I will take it to the next level. I have an air vent right over the toilet. So when I know a wild ride is coming, I'll turn down the AC a few minutes before it's go time. And then when I sit down, beautiful cold air greets me, blowing in my face as I do the deed. And the only people I trust to keep my crapper temp in tip-top shape, that's Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Ben and Timmy is sponsored by the Hinderer Motor Company. Listen every weekday from 3 to 6. They're good, clean boys. The Fan.
One of these men is on an extremely high dose of antidepressants. The other one should be. You're listening to Common Man and Timmy.
This dumb show brought to you by the Hinder Motor Company. Jackets tonight. Jackets in Detroit. Catch all the action starting at 6:30.
Oh, boy.
Here on The Fan. So here's what we got going on tonight. So, of course, Jackets in Detroit. That's crucial because, I mean, you have 88 points. They have 88 points.
Both have 77 games played.
There's nothing I need to sell about that.
That's it.
I mean, you need 2 points out of here, and you want to get them in regulation. So, there's that.
And that second wild card spot, by the way, is going bye-bye because Boston is creating a gap. And there's a gap in the Atlantic Division, too. So with Boston has 95 points now, occupying one of the wild card spots. So it's either you take over, you win that race between Ottawa, the Islanders, the Red Wings, the Capitals you got to worry about. They're 1 point behind you now.
You got to worry about the Capitals.
And then the Flyers, who are third in the Metro now, have 90. They're still in the window. So it's just a mess of teams now. And if you would have done anything, you picked the wrong time to have your longest losing skid since, did they have a six-game losing streak earlier in the season before they fired Evason? I'm not so sure if they did.
I don't know.
But either way, what a bad time, because if you would have just been okay in this stretch, think of what a good place you would have been in, because you're still at a point where one win, 2 points, could be the difference of being in the playoffs and not being in the playoffs.
The schedule's a schedule. You know, don't tell me about condensed schedule. Don't talk to me about injuries. Everybody's beaten up. Everybody's dealing with the same condensed schedule. All the Eastern Conference teams are playing the same Eastern Conference teams, okay? Ottawa's got to play the Lightning tonight. Philadelphia's got to play the Devils tonight on the road.
No, it's almost the kind of schedule that, with the way this has gone, what do you even say
it's
now?
It's a meat grinder.
Give it to me.
Every single night.
We
got to
earn this thing now.
I know what you mean. We can sit here and we can talk about how they're 1 point out of a spot. So what's the problem? Or they're 2 points out of a spot, right? Yeah, 88 points.
Yeah.
2 points out of a spot.
No.
That's one game. So what's the problem? The problem is they've shown you nothing. They're on E. There's no fight anymore. We can talk about closed door, players only meetings, all you want. This team doesn't have it. They don't have it. They're done.
Did you watch or hear much of Z's comments after Winnipeg, or did you just have to shut that off?
No, I seen it after the fact.
I want your thoughts, because it just, maybe he's just making a conscious decision where, because we've heard him. We've talked about Z at earlier points of the season where he would just say, I'm fed up with this.
He said it in the offseason.
Yeah, he said it in the offseason.
Playoffs.
Or bust.
Or nothing.
And then in the middle of the season when things were going lousy, he called it straight. Called it for just what it was. And now after the Winnipeg loss, I'm hearing it's not because guys aren't trying, you know? It's not because guys don't want this. I understand that. I get that. If we went to every single person, looked them dead in the eyes, and asked them if they wanted to make the playoffs, I'm sure in their hearts, the answer is yes. But they're still... There's a certain type of way, whether you tell me that you want this very badly or not, then what you bring out there out to the ice has to, in some ways, match that. It's got to match what you say, because the execution is not there, because you're not connected with each other. And if you're not on the same page the way that you were when you were red hot under Bonus, what are we talking about? I essentially don't care if you're going to tell me, well, we all want this really bad. It's not for lack of effort. It's not an effort thing. I don't want to hear about lack of effort with this team anymore. I think you have got the talent in that room. I think you've got good enough goaltending. It's not great, but I think it's good enough to get the job done with the skaters in front of that guy, whoever they pick, Elvis or Jett. And Jett's been much better down this back stretch of the season than what we first saw. And with what Bonus has sprinkled into that room, I'm tired of hearing that there's these excuses and there's this reason where we can't do it, or we're gassed right now, or we're playing some really tough teams that also want it real bad. So what? It's 25 years of this and one postseason series win. Stop saying it like this and just do it.
I have nothing to add. You're in rare form today, buddy. I'll tell you what.
How are you doing, little partner?
I have nothing to add. I've trained you well, Grasshopper.
Oh, stop it.
My God. No, can I tell you something? You're absolutely right. Rick Bonus is the guy that has come out after some of these games saying, guys don't want it enough. All right.
Mm-hmm.
So I understand in the moment, you're tired, the game's over,
right.
You're sweaty. It's like, yeah, we tried. It's like, yeah, okay. I know you tried.
Everybody's trying out there.
But you know what? You're not trying good enough because there's a lot of guys on this team that think they're going to be the star of the show every single night. They think they got more skill and they can just walk right through four defenders right in their face. All right. That's not going to happen this time of year. The word's out on you.
Keep the puck.
Olivier ain't playing. Severson's not playing and nobody's got any balls. And the other thing that I think it makes it better for Zach Werenski, where all of a sudden the sky's not falling, is he can go home and polish off that gold medal. All right, but the reality is, you play for this club, this team.
Yeah. Yeah.
And fans have had to deal with this for 25 years.
And I'm not saying it's that with Z. You pointed to something that did happen. I would still think that you really, really want to be a part of this. And you know what, too? I'm worried, I'm concerned that it's just going to be the same thing all over again. We're going to lose these top guys because they're not going to want to be here anymore. Because they take a look around and it's just same old Columbus. They tried everything, tried bringing in a new coach. You know, you got one of the best defensemen in the league that's getting better and better. Still can't win. Why should he stay? Every pundit in the NHL is going to be saying, why should he stay? Why don't you go somewhere else so you can win something? I'm worried about that. Aren't you?
I'm always worried about that.
I'm worried we'll never see any success ever. Anything
or
real.
The little success that we do have, little moments, we blow them up, make them such a bigger thing than they actually were, because that's the only taste of success we've ever had.
Never should have gotten rid of Yarmo. Look what he's doing with Buffalo.
Look what he's doing with Buffalo. Get the hell out of here. Same thing we said about Thad, except Thad actually had some real success.
I did find it funny how Bonus, after that Winnipeg game, said, you know, I might sound, he even admitted, he's like, I sound more positive with you guys than I am with them. He's like, basically, rest assured, it's not all positivity and everything when I'm talking to the guys. And yeah, I said the same thing. That's good. I get you're going to have a little bit of a different decorum. And I know, going back to what I said about Z, you don't just see a camera and a microphone is there and you blow your lid, right? There's times and places where you can choose to get a little bit more frustrated. I would have a hard time like believing if I were in their shoes going through this for six straight games when we were on the cusp of just locking away a playoff position and then building upon that. Forget about just getting in. If you would have been playing good hockey, you would have been improving your positioning in the postseason. Now that's out. Now it's just hope to get in
improving
and maybe you're the
eighth positioning.
Seed. You're right.
What are we doing? Let me tell you something.
I don't know how I would talk to anybody after a game though and say like, this is unacceptable.
Best case scenario happens where you crawl out of your own ass here and you manage to get to the playoffs. And then what? Then you go to Carolina and get whooped. They physically will whoop you.
Didn't even get a shot on goal the last time we played them. 50 shots to zero.
They got 12.
Then followed that up with what? 15?
I'm sorry, 10, not
against
12.
10 and then 16.
No, they're done.
Two straight games where a forward hasn't scored.
The word is out on them. You frustrate the Jackets. You cut off their lanes. They're gonna get frustrated.
Yep.
It's like my daughter trying to put together a Lego set. You know, she's like, this is easy. I can do this.
Oh,
it says
God.
6+ on the box. Well, honey, you actually have to follow the directions. Okay? Because she would do, oh, this looks good here. This looks good there. And then after a couple minutes, oh, I don't know what pieces to do now. Because you used the wrong pieces over there, honey. We got to do some problem solving. All right?
Is Jen Winters here yet? Because I could use a good F-bomb on this show.
You're trending towards one today.
I'll say it myself.
Inside the Buckeyes, coming up next. Common Man and Timmy on The Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
Traffic is slowing down due to an accident that's on eastbound East Broad Street at Taylor Station Road. And there's a couple-minute holdup due to a crash on northbound 71 on the north side from 670 to 11th Avenue. Police are on scene there, adding to the delay. This report is sponsored by Ohio Basement Authority, your local expert. Is water seeping into your basement? Are your basement walls cracking? Contact Ohio Basement Authority, the basement waterproofing experts. Get your free inspection today. Learn more at OhioBasementAuthority.com. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan.
The podcast is brought to you by our friends, Care Heating and Cooling. I end every commercial the same way, telling you to hire Care when you need a company you can trust. It's not just a slogan. It's the Care Creed. With arms wide open, the way they live their life and the way they strive to be remembered by you, the customer, at the end of every interaction with Care. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Skip Musick has been on The Fan for nearly 80 years, and during that time, he's worn many hats. Executive producer for Ohio State Athletics, talk show host, private detective when Ron Stokes loses his phone.
Somebody do something!
He's done it all. But his proudest accomplishment, host of Tee to Green. If it has anything to do with golf in Central Ohio, Skip's on it. Cheers to the next 80 years, Skipper. And listen to Tee to Green Saturday mornings at 9 here on The Fan.
I'm John Morgan.
Oh, hello! I was talking to my annoying friend, Duchess Kumquat. She was retelling a very dramatic story about how her and Lord Beaverqueef were stuck sleeping in a very hot room because their janky air conditioning unit took a crapola. They were so hot and sweaty, it took them out of the mood for getting hot and sweaty. Don't be like Kumquat and Beaverqueef. Call my friends at Care Heating and Cooling. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company Beaverqueef can trust.
Guest Hotline is sponsored by Columbus Worthington Air and Bryant, doing whatever it takes to keep you and your home comfortable. The Fan.
Timmy has more jiggling silicone in his Instagram feed than Sydney Sweeney riding a mechanical bull. This is Common Man and Timmy.
Speaking of jiggling, it's Masters Week, and I saw that your gal, Paige Spiranak, is in rare form, man.
No, that photo, at least the one that I'm imagining.
Nice cans.
I think it says a tradition unlike any other because she came out with that one. If you're talking about the one where she's wearing the green jacket.
Well, that's the one that you sent me.
Well, you didn't have to tell everybody.
Well, I'm just saying.
I thought that could just be our little secret.
Timmy has sent it to me.
Why are you laughing, Teddy?
Paige Spiranak makes Timmy take out the woods.
That's right, because he sent it to me, too.
Yeah.
So, yeah. I didn't want you guys to miss it. I didn't know if it would make its way to your feed.
And it did because of you.
Man.
I keep my feed
clean, man. Old, I think.
My stuff's all clean. It's like home decorating stuff.
No, pizza. Your Twitter and X is clean?
Oh, well, that's never clean.
Twitter and X is becoming...
X is like porn.
It is past Instagram now. Honestly, it's insane. I'm getting fake Nebraska AI volleyball players. Like, it's a scene, man. It's the Wild West. It's not good for anybody, if I'm being honest.
So if you want to get ready for the golf this week, you're saying, yeah, how do I get myself, maybe make myself an egg salad sandwich, just like they have there. Maybe a pimento cheese.
Are you doing any of that kind of stuff this week?
Not at all. But I am going to dress up in full golf mode on Friday. Like I'm playing on the tour.
Yeah, you know, last year I didn't invest enough, you know, and you've got to invest in the bit or else it's not good enough, right? Like goes with anything. You're going to do something, do it all the way, not halfway. And so I tried, and you never saw this because I didn't think it was acceptable. I tried getting a green jacket. And they have these like with the patch there, and it was on Amazon. And I got it. I got it out of its wrapper, and I just said, "This is no good. This is subpar. I'm not wearing this to the station."
I had no idea you did that.
Yeah, I did that,
and I'm actually quite pissed off at you.
Pissed off? No, yeah. It was unacceptable.
No, material, you know, it's unacceptable. The fact that you think that we are good enough, even in jest, to wear a green jacket. It is an honor to wear a green jacket.
This
isn't some costume party. No, we're imposters.
We're honoring the tournament that will never let us in.
No.
They won't let Pat McAfee in. You think they're not bugging this studio? They don't know the smut and filth talk that's going on around here?
If it wasn't for you, I'd be there already. You're dragging me down.
What are you talking about?
You are peddling smut. That's what I'm saying.
Common Man and Timmy present Inside the Buckeyes.
Sponsored by Atlas Butler Heating, Cooling, and Plumbing.
Do you know that you're the biggest idiot I've ever known?
Just go ahead with your segment. So, come on.
This is starting off with some good, clean Buckeyes. What do you say I go right to spring football? What do you say about that?
Let's go.
So Ryan Day had an update press conference yesterday, and I always love a good open-ended question to the coach at this point, right? Because there's a lot going on, and people that cover Buckeye football, you do get to, you know, look at some things that are going on during practice, but you're not able to see what's behind the scenes and truly everything that's going on. So who's shining right now in the spring? He'll mention a position group and then a specific defensive player at the end of this clip.
The minute I say this, they're going to have a terrible practice. But I do think that there's a consistent level right now, and it's not perfect at all. But bringing in Mason Williams and Hunter at tight end, you know, with Nate, they're not perfect at all. But they're grinding at it, and they're working at it. And I think, you know, those guys at tight end have shown up, especially in the pass game, just seeing them make a lot more plays maybe than we've seen in the past. So that has been a bright spot on defense. How do you replace Caleb Downs? You can't. But Earl has been doing a great job of really communicating back there. Jalen McClain has been doing a good job back there.
So he mentions Earl Little, the incoming safety from Florida State. So that's fantastic to hear. Again, like you mentioned, you're losing a guy as good as Caleb Downs, maybe the best player in all of college football. We lost a lot of talent on defense, but I think the notion over there is that they got enough talent to replenish, especially on offense. Maybe this bleeds more to an offensive-powered program in 2026 because Sonny Styles did go bye-bye. You lost some key guys on the defensive line. I know James Smith, incoming transfer on the D-line from Alabama, lost his black stripe. But at the same time, I heard Ryan Day talking about how Coach Johnson, they call him Coach J over there, how he's trying to get him to keep that motor up. Like, I know you can do it for, you know, play one, play two, but can you keep that same high level the entire time you're out there on the football team without needing a gasser? So here's another thing. There was some controversy at the Student Appreciation Day practice. Did you see about this? How they came down to the end. They had a little 11-on-11. Offense, defense was just the way they were formatting this. And Julian Sain threw a ball to the back corner of the end zone.
All right.
There's some, like, bird's eye camera angles of this that the social media team put out. And, you know, it looked like a touchdown. It looked like Jeremiah Smith doing what Jeremiah Smith does. A couple defenders around him, goes up there, mosses some dudes, comes down. But without seeing the angle, there was maybe a chance where maybe the feet did not land in bounds. And so it turns out, after further review, they came back to this, they looked at this, and I guess the wrong group of people had to run the suicides after the practice. Here was Coach Day.
It came from a bunch of different angles. There was a lot of controversy. We actually asked who ultimately made the final decision. We did not get that disclosed to us. So we actually called the office to figure out who makes the decisions on instant replay. We never got anything back, so we were frustrated about that. But the call was overturned. Yep. So they had to run today. Yeah, on the further review, it was overturned. So I did not run.
No. So Coach didn't run, but Matt Patricia and defensive players and staff were out there running on Saturday after this happened when the offense got the job done. So I need to know more about this. They got to really, like, the NFL is going to have replacement refs, so maybe their A-team, they can come over here to Columbus. They might need something to do. You could ramp up your refereeing and your review systems at the Woody when you have these scrimmages, when you have these high-level practices, and there needs to be some serious running going on for the offensive side of the ball for that mishap that happened. How can we let that be?
I just like it when you say the word gasser. Makes me happy.
I don't think I use that in the right connotation either.
Gasser.
Because if a guy comes out of the game, I believe the term for that is getting a blow. You heard that before, right?
I've heard that.
A breather or a blow.
Absolutely.
A gasser is running. That's what that is. You're running a gasser or suicide.
All right. See you next Tuesday. What's going on behind the scenes? We're going to add a touch of class to the program. No, we're not. Yeah. I don't know what we're doing.
Yeah, she's going to get down in the filth and the mud with us.
She lives in the filth. Her mother was a mudder.
Her father was a mudder.
Jen Winters will join us next. Colin, Mann, and Timmy on The Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
We've got slowdown due to an accident at Climb Road and DeMorest Road. We also have the left lane blocked due to an incident on southbound US 23 at Olentangy Crossing. Police are blocking the left lane there, causing delay. This report is sponsored by AAA Tire and Auto Service. Come into your local AAA Tire and Auto Service and save $15 off any oil change. Offer includes a free tire rotation, and you'll earn $7 toward your next service with Duramax dollars. Offer ends April 30th. See store for details. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Track.
Oh, hello! I was talking to my annoying friend, Duchess Kumquat. She was retelling a very dramatic story about how her and Lord Beaverqueef were stuck sleeping in a very hot room because their janky air conditioning unit took a crapola. They were so hot and sweaty, it took them out of the mood for getting hot and sweaty. Don't be like Kumquat and Beaverqueef. Call my friends at Care Heating and Cooling. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company Beaverqueef can trust.
Live from the McDaniel GM Superstore Studios, driving excellence since 1916. Chevrolet. Together, let's drive. WBNS HD1 Columbus.
Good afternoon. This is Paul Keels. A meeting of two desperate teams tonight. The Blue Jackets in Detroit to take on the Red Wings. The Jackets have dropped six in a row. The Wings have lost two straight. Going into play, both teams 2 points out of the final wild card spot in the East. 7 p.m. faceoff right here on The Fan. Other games that can affect the Blue Jackets tonight. Ottawa hosting Tampa Bay. Boston is at Carolina. Brian Rocchio's RBI base hit in the bottom of the ninth inning gave the Cleveland Guardians a 2-1 win at home over Kansas City today. Cincinnati Reds will try for a fifth straight win tonight when they play the second of their series in Miami against the Marlins. Andrew Abbott and Sandy Alcantara, the starting pitchers. Columbus Clippers begin a series in Worcester, Massachusetts tonight. This update brought to you by Awaken 180 Weight Loss. If you're not happy with your results in the first week, get 100% of your money back. Awaken180weightloss.com. Breaking sports news. When it happens on The Fan, Ohio's sports destination.
Eleven and a half. That's not the Buckeye football over-under win total. That's the amount of times Common Man wipes his crack. I'll take the over.
Oh, what's that smell?
You're listening to Man and Timmy.
Fishy has handed me the plug sheet for tomorrow. T-Bone and Tyvis get things started 6 o'clock. Ask Tyvis anything tomorrow morning at 7:30. Rothman and Ice, they'll have Adam Schefter on at 12:30. He's always nice and grumpy. I have nothing else to say. And then tomorrow on this show, it is Leather Jacket Time with 10 TV's Nicole Sharon and Name Dropping with Jeff Rimmer. But I say both of those guests have nothing.
Oh, nothing at all.
On our current nothing. Guests at all. Jen Winters is here.
I'm so glad you guys are finally back.
I took you. One day off.
I know, but I missed him so much. I love Joshua Perry, and I love both of you. But
now you're doing some bebop and skat.
Joshua,
but he's really awful.
No, he's not. He's amazing. I love that man. He's so
sounds
great.
Like there was going to be a big butt just, in there.
That's just no.
Holy jeez! Would you look at the butt on that? Okay,
what is going on?
I'm glad you're here.
Yeah, thanks.
Good to see you.
I love you guys.
What's the gossip around the radio station?
Oh, my God. Paige. She had a baby, right?
Yeah, Lulu? A long time ago, right?
Lulu, yeah.
I haven't seen
she's
her
not
since
coming
then.
Back.
Oh,
no. Wow. Can I tell you something?
We figured she was going to be coming back.
As soon as she told me
yeah.
that one of the sperms took up residence in her.
Well, that's it for that.
I'm not seeing her in this office again.
We saw her for one day in January. And then she was out, and then...
Well, she's got to come back and clean out her desk.
She's got emotional support hot dogs I gave her, so she needs to come get
emotional
those.
Emotional support hot
they're
dogs?
They're flush. She loves... Hot dogs are her favorite food.
Really?
And so I gave her this little basket of emotional support hot dogs.
Man, I need her to come to my house and explain that to my wife and my son about how hot dogs are tremendous food.
I don't know how
that
you
people eat those from time to time and have a good time.
Hot dogs are great.
You don't have to have a 10-cent dog at the Clippers game.
They don't like
that's
hot
not
dogs.
It.
That's
you
just weird.
You
how
can't
can
eat sandwiches.
No, no.
You are not even American.
Jen, I can't do a Hebrew National on the grill.
I don't understand
with
that.
With fixins even.
For dinner?
It's not acceptable.
Like,
it's not good enough.
I just don't get it. Sandwiches are a whole meal of food.
She did.
I'm making sandwiches tonight.
She did.
What kind?
Turkey paninis.
That sounds amazing. I'll be right up.
See, maybe if I got a panini press like that and I was making hot sandwiches, but sometimes it's my preference. I want a cold sandwich. I'm not really the toasting guy.
Does Sarah like prosciutto?
Yes.
Does she like...
Loves a good cured meat.
Does she like arugula?
Yes.
Goat cheese?
This is what
and
does...
fig jam?
This is what... Yeah, she loves a fig jam.
Put
Phil
that
Mickelson?
On a sandwich. On some sourdough, and then you press it, and you're like, oh my God, this is the greatest meal of food
look,
ever.
There's all these things, and she loves them, but then for dinner time, whatever reason, it's not good enough.
But she's got to have,
I don't get
like the piece of chicken, and then like a starch and a vegetable? Like,
it's got to be like a hot meal.
This isn't the 50s.
It's got to be a prison meal, or else it's not good enough.
It's not a hungry man meal. Just
your wife, your wife is like Larry David, where Larry David refuses to eat hot foods unless it's dinner time. Right? Like he won't have a hot thing for lunch. Can't have a pancake for breakfast.
No, it's not. That's not even true because Sarah will always have like hot stuff for breakfast.
No, I understand that.
All the time.
When I say she's Oppo Taco, she can't have anything cold for dinner.
Right. Oppo Taco. No cold things for dinner.
No, she needs it just scalding hot.
Just scalding. I will.
Just throw it in her face.
I will give her credit because she's always, and I will try to talk her down from this because we've talked a lot about how weeknight dinner plans go. You love cooking. You love being in the kitchen, but he can't give it the time.
Well, no.
He can't give it the time and the care that it needs when you're running home from work at 6 o'clock and then you're trying to eat. So a lot of times it's planning ahead. The ingredients are already there. Doing quick homemade meals. She always will like one time a week want to do something that's really involved and God love her for it.
Yeah.
She made a little beef bulgogi last night.
Oh, that's fancy.
Because we had, there was a Korean restaurant.
Place.
There was a,
she,
a Korean.
She likes the Korean beef.
She does.
I mean, there was a Korean, every time I talk to you, it's Korean beef.
It's always something like that. A Korean /Japanese chicken place that was near where we were staying in Boston. And Jack loved it. So we took him back there a couple of times because that's the other thing. Like when we're traveling, nobody can eat dinner at the same time. It's like
no one can eat dinner?
6:45. It's dinner time. Jack's like, oh, I'm not hungry right now. Well, I'm going to order a pizza and I'm going to have dinner. Okay. So, well, then at 9:30, we'll take him back to the Korean chicken place to get him some wings before they close. But we did that last night for dinner. We had a giant ribeye steak that I was slicing and slicing it nice and thin and marinating it in this sauce.
We know you like a good thin meat.
I love a good thin meat. It was fantastic. It's the best Monday meal you could ask for, but I also want some dumbed down stuff like a sandwich night. I just want a sub sandwich night once in my life.
That's so wrong.
I want lettuce, tomato, and onion.
Have you ever
I'm not
usually
banana
this guy.
Peppers.
Yes.
Right?
Because I live in
and
fear
pickles. And pickles.
Of the women in my house, but
well, so do I.
What if you just
did it?
What if you just walked in
with sandwiches
and said,
yeah.
Damn it.
Look who's here.
It's hoagies tonight or nothing.
Or you can figure out something for yourself.
Oh my God. Whoa.
And then Timmy's knocking on our door. Yeah.
Hey,
can I sleep with you?
Do I use that line after I get the look and the depth stare from her? Or you can figure out something for yourself. Oopsie daisy.
I mean, that I think that would work.
Oh, boy.
Honestly. Other than Paige not coming back, we're going to be at the 4-miler on Sunday morning at 6 o'clock. So
what
if anybody wants
that?
To be there at 6 o'clock in the morning, I'll be there. The 4-miler is the lead up to the Ohio State spring game.
Oh, that's right. I was going to say
forgot
the 4-miler
was
the 18th, right?
No. It's scheduled the week before. So it's Sunday. It's this upcoming Sunday.
Sunday the 12th.
Yes.
Got it.
So
okay.
We'll be out there. Reesert and Bone will be out there. We have some discount codes for people to, if you're running the 4-miler and you want to run our fan 5K, we will have discount codes so you can register there. We'll also be giving away a few free entries.
Beautiful.
For the race. And we've got some more commitments for the race coming up in June, so I'm excited about
that. It's Sunday at 10 a.m. at the Shoe.
Yes.
Coming up this weekend.
But I'll be there at 6 in the morning, so if anyone wants to hang out.
Which commitments are you talking about?
We're talking about, well, you committed last week. You're going to be running the mile. Timmy will be there being a cheerleader.
I saw something about emceeing at the finish line.
Yes.
I saw something about that. I said I was up for anything, yeah. So do with me what you will.
Tyvus will be running the 40-yard dash, and then we'll post his time, and then anyone who wants to try and compete against Tyvus's 40-yard time, go for it. Nicole will be running it. She's thinking about running it in leather. I said, girl, calm down. You're going to die.
No,
the leather pants.
Yeah. She's not going to get the pants off. Shirt.
And I
she's
was like,
get
no.
All swollen.
They're painted
they
on.
They make leggings that look like leather, so that is probably the best route for
you're
her to go.
You're with me, leather. Yeah,
thank you.
Did you mentioned Tyvus and you mentioned Tyvus in a 40 time? Did you hear what he said today on Rothman and Ice?
No,
he said that he could steal a base in Major League Baseball.
He's now? Out of his mind.
He could, yes, now.
He's like, out of his mind.
Just get me a leadoff. Just give me one chance. I can steal the base.
Okay. You know what? It's good to have dreams.
I think his stipulation, I didn't hear the segment. I think the stipulation was even that everyone knows what's going on. Like, you can even take the batter out of there.
So
just pitcher, catcher, shortstop out there to take the tag. He says
can
he could steal a base.
Get a hold of the Clippers and see if this is a thing that we can do.
Just to humiliate him?
Yeah.
Yes, absolutely.
It makes for good content.
I don't think he would get within 15 feet of the bag.
I think he would tear his Achilles.
And roll
around.
Yeah.
Or he would attempt to slide into second base and kill himself.
He wouldn't even get close.
Does he know how to even slide into a base?
His ass doesn't fit into his pants right now. Have you seen him?
Oh, I've seen him.
It's not going to happen.
Seen it.
What is with guys that I've worked with in these claims?
What's the deal?
Beanie Wells thought he could average 10-5 in the NBA.
Timmy, something happens when they work with you for a long period of time.
Their brains rot.
They start to ooze out of their ear.
They got rot.
If people want to sign up for our 5K.
Head over to 971thefan.com. Click on the front page. There's a slider graphic. It'll take you to the M3S page to sign up.
You're awesome.
Hey, you're
thanks,
awesome.
Jen.
And hey, maybe next week you'll notice I got a haircut. I'll see you next Tuesday.
Oh!
7.5 inches. No one's noticed.
You got 7.5 inches?
No one's noticed.
I'm sorry.
That's what she said, yes.
That sucks.
Yeah.
That's bad.
That's because your hair's dark and you wear black. That's what Matt said after four hours of not noticing last night.
Well, he's your husband, though. It's different.
Not notice. You're very observant.
Both of you mofos so observant. See?
Yeah, it looks great. It does look great, Jen.
It was 7.5 inches longer than that?
Yeah.
I think you're lying.
I'm not.
7.5
You're wearing
inches.
A wig anyway.
No, I'm not.
That's not even your real hair.
Shut up and
what
read
you
your
see?
Liner.
Is she bald?
Tease the people.
She's bald. One fan employee has reached the zenith?
The old TV.
TVs.
Of his life. I'm going to tell you who coming up next. Common Man and Timmy on the Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
We've got a 10-minute delay due to an accident that's blocking the right lane. If you're on northbound US 23 at Olentangy Crossing, it's going to be stop and go from Orange Road. And there's a couple-minute delay on westbound 70 downtown between the 71 East Split and Livingston Avenue. This report is sponsored by Ohio 811. Call before you dig. Contact Ohio 811 at least 48 hours before you dig. It's easy to do, and it's the law. CenterPoint Energy, Columbia Gas, Duke Energy, and Enbridge Gas want you to dig safely. Contact Ohio 811 every time you dig. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan.
The podcast is brought to you by our friends, Care Heating and Cooling. I end every commercial the same way, telling you to hire Care when you need a company you can trust. It's not just a slogan. It's the Care Creed. With arms wide open, the way they live their life and the way they strive to be remembered by you, the customer, at the end of every interaction with Care. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Join the Fan weeknights at 6 for the Buckeye Show. And if you're asking if it's just a bunch of homers rooting for all things Ohio State,
yes, yes it is.
Proud to be your flagship home of the Buckeyes, the Fan, Ohio's sports destination.
Ohio delivers.
was talking to my annoying friend, Duchess Kumquat. She was retelling a very dramatic story about how her and Lord Beaverqueef were stuck sleeping in a very hot room because their janky air conditioning unit took a crapola. They were so hot and sweaty, it took them out of the mood for getting hot and sweaty. Don't be like Kumquat and Beaverqueef. Call my friends at Care Heating and Cooling. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com. When you need a company Beaverqueef can trust.
Fan weather.
From the Logan AC and Heat Services Weather Center.
Well, we've got another freeze warning in effect overnight tonight into Wednesday morning across central Ohio with overnight lows at 28 degrees. On Wednesday, a lot of sunshine, warmer with highs at 62. Even warmer on Thursday with low 70s. Morning sun, some afternoon clouds. Friday is actually our only chance of rain of this entire week in the afternoon, evening hours. It's about a 30% chance and highs in the low 70s. That is your 97.1 The Fan weather forecast. I'm 10 Weather Impact Chief Meteorologist Chris Tomer.
The Sportsbook at Hollywood Casino Columbus is the official sportsbook sponsor of Common Man and Timmy. Must be 21. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-589-9966.
Booing is one of the great joys of fandom. You boo bad. You boo lazy.
Your boos mean nothing. I've seen what makes you cheer.
You boo undisciplined. But you must always...
ew, and boo. This kind of thing is getting out of hand with you, too. Y'all are an official warning.
Here's Man and Timmy.
Hey, please subscribe to the podcast of This Stupid Show. It's available wherever you get your audio. Just search Common Man and Timmy.
Clear?
Subscribe. Every single show comes right to your device free of charge. Podcast is brought to you by our friends, Care, Heating, and Cooling. I saw that Jacob Reimer... Rhyme Time.
Rhyme Time.
He is a big college basketball guy. Dare I say, the college basketball expert here at The Fan.
I guess that's something that you could say.
I mean, how many times have you been on 10 TV talking about college basketball as a whole? Rhymes with hippo.
Hippo rhymes with zero?
Zippo! Zippo!
Oh, yeah, good answer.
But Rhyme Time... I mean, he's thrown on TV, right? He's on Twitter every 10 seconds. I'm telling you, man.
It's quite amazing.
It could be the nuclear apocalypse later. Mm-hmm. You know what? It very may well be. Who the hell knows?
It could be coming.
Let me tell you something. Everybody else will be texting, oh, my God, mushroom cloud, what do we do? Reimer's going to be talking about North Carolina in the transfer portal. He's completely oblivious to the rest of the world. He's only interested in college basketball. Well, this idiot, game ends last night. He goes on Twitter and just puts an opus tweet out there. I mean...
oh, just a beautiful Magic Johnson-esque tweet.
That like I never would have thought of.
what did he write, Mike?
He wrote...
what did he say?
The Big Ten... has won the national title.
Oh, my God.
Yes, that's what he wrote.
Thank you, Magic. Congratulations
to Michigan. The Big
Ten
has won the national title. And they being CBS and TNT, they took a clip of that and they put it right on the broadcast.
Right on TBS.
Right before One Shining Moment plays.
Right before the biggest moment of the national championship broadcast, the end of the college basketball season. I'll be surprised if we ever see him again. Really. I mean, I think he was here at work, but that might have been just an AI image of him because I don't know if there's ever coming down from this cloud where Reimer had one of his tweets.
No, I'm sorry. I misquoted him with the tweet. It
said the Big Ten has won a national championship in basketball. Plain.
Right. That's
black
it.
And white.
That's it.
That's the tweet. And he had
there was nothing else.
All he did was he had a gif of what's the actor's name? The Spanish actor that was in No Country for Old Men. He was just in the F1 movie.
Benicio del Toro.
Teddy, who was in the F1 movie? You saw the movie with Brad Pitt. Great actor.
Yeah, Brad Pitt.
Jeez. Javier Bardem?
Yes, thank you. Yeah. It's the clip of Javier Bardem. Their team wins the race in Dubai, and he's celebrating. That's all he put. It's a little gif of that.
That
in
makes
that
it
statement.
On national TV.
And that gets him tweet lore. on that show, which is the college basketball show of the greatest basketball show that there's ever been inside the NBA. That's Inside March Madness.
Well, he posted about this on the X. By the way, you can follow him at RhymeTime05 on Twitter.
You're just giving everybody all the rhymer things.
RhymeTime05, and he almost had like an awards acceptance speech. Here's what he tweeted out. I connected and worked with so many awesome people this season, too. Big shouts out to my wife, Rebecca, and our families. Having a six-month-old most nights by yourself is a lot, especially on the West Coast games. Very appreciative of my support system. Wouldn't be here without them. He says this like he's out covering games. He's at home
amazing.
Watching games.
Rhyme time.
The baby is crying in the other room. There he is. Rhyme time's in there with Teddy.
Look at him. Look at him.
Look at you.
Just a smiling boy.
Dick. Look at him.
What? What did you call him?
Look at him.
So now he's Dan Hurley?
Look at him.
He's a good, clean boy. Let him watch the basketball.
Oh. Would you mind helping me change the paper?
Shut up, Gonzaga's on!
I'm watching High Point. Look at these student broadcasters.
They're great. Help, bitch! I'm watching basketball.
He said, this college basketball season will be an unforgettable one for me. Lots of incredible opportunities and experiences. Doing pregame and postgame for OSU Hoops on local radio. Hits on local TV. Must be nice. Social media content. I'm so blessed to have the opportunity to do all this for the sport I love.
Look at him.
He is just...
He's in it, man.
He is living.
In it.
Give yourself 10 years or so, Reimer.
10? In this business? 10 minutes?
I was mainly saying to, we'll see, you know, how much it takes to really break you down, bring you down to our level before you're really truly, before your soul is poisoned by everything that goes on.
And I got something for you. Texas Tech coach Joey McGuire is complaining about a potential Friday night game after his sugar daddy, one of his boosters,
sugar daddy,
threw the temper tantrum last week. What's his name? The stupid guy.
I don't remember this.
He played the Texas Tech. You weren't here. Yeah, I talked about it with story. Joshua Perry. So they're probably going to have to play a Friday night game on Fox, the horror. And because of this, the entire high school football system is going to shut down in the state of Texas.
Mm-hmm.
We all heard this before. You know, these guys really love that revenue check. And I love how Texas Tech, they've been relevant for about 5 minutes because you get a booster coming in throwing money around.
Yeah.
They make the playoffs last year, and all of a sudden they start puffing out their chests like they're Ohio State. Shut the hell up. I'm tired of these people. By the way, did you get a look at Texas Tech's schedule for this upcoming season?
I can't tell which way you're bending with that.
The Big 12 itself is a joke, and I can't believe that we actually have to have a representative from this conference. I can't believe they're thought of as a power conference.
It's a joke.
But Texas
Abilene
Tech
Christian, you're
listen,
playing Abilene Christian.
They have a Big 12 schedule with no BYU, with no Utah, and their non-conference game is Oregon State.
Oh my God.
Ridiculous.
I'm looking at this. They, and I know the AP poll is not out, but as far as potential ranked teams, I don't know if I'm seeing any. Colorado's not going to be ranked. Arizona State.
Maybe Arizona State.
Maybe Arizona State. I think
not
is
Arizona.
What you
yeah, yeah. Not Arizona. Who's that? Arizona. Is this a Rich Rod over there? What year is it?
Who's that back there? Was that Bill Shakespeare over there?
What year is it, Teddy? What's Rich Rod doing?
Rich Rod. Jeff Fish there.
It's not Rich Rod.
No, he's in Washington.
It's that guy that
it's West Virginia.
Was becoming a commodity some other places. Kenny Dillingham.
Okay.
Yeah, whatever. He was getting some rubs from some other places.
I think they might be ranked. They don't have a ranked team on the entire damn schedule.
Might be the Sun Devils. And then Cincy, Arizona, West Virginia at home. Okie State was in last place. God awful. Baylor has not been that team. They were 5-7. TCU was...
Big 12 sucks.
Where was TCU?
9-4. Okay. I hope Texas Tech has to play on every single Friday night. If I was Brett Yormark...
Because nobody wants to watch them, right? I mean, I want to watch Texas Tech if they're playing good teams. Like, you want to watch good on good. This is what is nice about Ohio State's schedule. coming up this year. This is going to be a schedule for Ohio State that is going to make the conference want to redo their price points and go into some kind of tiered system for their TV partners so they can bank more money when there's much, much, much bigger games that pop up onto a schedule. Now, that's the kind of schedule that the Buckeyes have coming up.
And that's okay.
That's okay.
Can I tell you something?
You know,
I like it.
You have a bigger college
go
football playoff.
Yourself.
There's a chance with a certain type of schedule that you can lose. I mean, you could potentially lose three games.
I'm sick and tired of having seasons.
Sorry.
What? Did you eat your tongue?
No, I didn't eat my tongue. You were gone.
Nice cans. Nice cans.
He really hates those cans.
Oh, I love those cans.
I was saying it doesn't really matter because the playoff has expanded. I'm not banking on Ohio State losing more than one or two games. I think there's probably one on that schedule. I know we've done the over-under where 9.5 is probably too low. You're going to take the over on that every time that they go at least 10-2. But you earn it, you know? You earn it. The schedule will be adjusted into what you do, into who you are as a team. Go out there and prove it. Go out there and earn it. You'll get your spot in the playoff. Then that's when all the fun really begins.
Rapid fire in 2 minutes. Common Man and Timmy on the Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
You're looking at a 10-minute holdup due to some debris in the two right lanes on northbound 71. On the north side at Weber Road, it's moving slow from 17th Avenue. And we've got a small slowdown on northbound 270 on the East Donner Belt from 670 to 161. This report is sponsored by Ohio 811. Call before you dig. Contact Ohio 811 at least 48 hours before you dig. It's easy to do, and it's the law. CenterPoint Energy, Columbia Gas, Duke Energy, and Enbridge Gas want you to dig safely. Contact Ohio 811 every time you dig. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. I'm a big fan of preventative maintenance. Something will eventually go wrong, and if you're not prepared, it is sure to cost you money. That's why I want you to sign up for a care plan. My guys at Care make sure your heater and AC are running in tip-top shape, taking care of maintenance and staying on top of any potential issues. Surprises suck. Be prepared with a care plan. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Ben and Timmy is sponsored by the Hinderer Motor Company. Listen every weekday from 3 to 6. They're good, clean boys. The Fan.
Are you really telling me this is the highest rated sports show in the country?
Well, that's obviously not true.
Shit.
Yeah, that boy got diarrhea.
Here's Common Man and Timmy.
I've been on this quest to get Timmy over here a vanity license plate through the state of Ohio.
Don't tell him.
No, I'm going to tell him.
No.
Because you know what?
Someone's going to swipe it.
Then I hope someone does because they deserve
man.
It. But I was doing a little
You were
search.
You were kind of
seeing what's available.
You were sneaking a peek, weren't you?
And I just put this in.
You're checking it out from the corner, weren't you?
It's, what is it? It's available.
Staring. You're back in the corner, looking in there, looking into that system. Ooh, is this available? Ooh, that's nice. Is that available? Ooh, yes, do that. Ooh, let's call it this.
CK.
Yep.
Space. CHAIR.
Oh my God. The Louis C.K. chair.
Cuck chair is available.
Wow.
To anyone who wants it, but I really hope it's Timmy.
Don't you guys go taking my plate now.
Don't you guys take my cuck chair now.
don't you take it. Hey, we had some cuck chairs in the rental place over the weekend.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yep. Explained to my 14-year-old son what those are for.
Oh, nice.
Father of the Year Award.
I'll tell you, it's, yep. It's good.
If we can't bond Father, over that.
Father-son bonding.
He's going to find out in a year or two anywhere.
Oh, absolutely.
Right?
May as well find out at home. Did you buy him some wine coolers, too?
He told me that one of his friends actually has one of those chairs in his bedroom. And he had to ask me, he said, what is this chair for?
See? You gave him something to talk about. Right? Teenage boys don't know what to talk about.
No.
But now you've given him a topic. Good for you. Rapid fire.
Rapid Fire.
Sponsored by The Waterworks. Plumbing, drain, heating, and cooling. From sump pumps and water heaters to full heating and cooling repair and replacement. The Waterworks tackles it all. Call 614-232-2222.
All right, Teddy. Rapid Fire number one.
Do you think the Buckeyes will make a Final Four in the next 5 years? Maybe 10 years?
or sometime before we die.
I hope it's sometime before we die. You know what? I'm going to be optimistic. I'm going to be bullish.
Oh, wow.
All right, 10 years? I'm going to ride the wave of the Big Ten.
What wave?
The wave. The Big Ten wave,
the
man.
The Big Ten wave doesn't... We don't automatically get to be on it.
We are on
Michigan's
it.
Michigan's on the wave.
No. We're wave not. In every sport. We're going to take a page. You know what Ohio State's going to do?
Paige Spearnack?
No, nice cans. They're going to hire the OSU Pistol coach.
Yes.
To coach Ohio State basketball.
What's his name?
I don't know. What is her name?
Shooter.
Shooter McGavin.
Sure. Shooter Thompson.
And I'm going to say in the next 5 years, Timmy, Ohio State gets to a Final Four.
Well, you know what? I'll try to be as positive as I can, and I'll take the 10. I'll take the 10 years and sure as hell hope that it's before we die.
Rapid fire number two.
Dr. Abby sent us a tweet saying that the Cubs are looking for the best chocolate chip cookie recipe.
Well, look no further.
And they're asking fans to send in their recipes. So
you can't send it to them, though?
I'm not sending it to them. Yeah. The Cubs can die.
They can rot, right?
Yeah, I hate them.
Well, so do you guys have a recipe that you could send in, whether you're baking it or a cooking recipe?
Chocolate chip cookie. I gave that out to the people many moons ago, and I've gotten reviews back saying, yes, Common Man, this, in fact, is the best chocolate chip cookie ever. If made properly, you will never have a better cookie. And so I'm happy to give that to any team that's not the Chicago Cubs. Thank you.
How do you deal with Fishy, though? Because Fishy's a big Cubs fan, and you like him. But shouldn't that, you know, throw a kink in things? I mean, White Sox fan, he's a Cubs fan.
He's my boss.
There's rivalry about
so
that.
So I sort of have to deal with it.
Yeah, but you would give him cookies, though.
He's had this stomach ailment for a long time. I have been poisoning his food. So
that's what it is.
I'm getting even with him.
What do you think, Teddy, what do you think the recipe for me should be? The one that I should share?
Mac and cheese?
The one obvious one from this holiday season that I shared.
I say mac and cheese.
Mac and cheese.
Joshua Perry says that your mac and cheese recipe is a disgrace.
Oh.
What?
It's a disgrace to black people everywhere.
Because of the generic croutons?
Because
I know you asked me a question about that.
Croutons on top.
I'm telling you,
he says the croutons on top. You're not invited to the cookout.
Oh,
you're an
no.
embarrassment.
I use cavatappi. I've got a roux.
I don't know what to tell you.
It's outstanding stuff. I've gotten feedback. I would also do...
Have you gotten any feedback from the fine black community?
I guess I don't see color.
You only talk to whites, don't you?
I guess I never thought about it like that. Also, my pork barbecue. Mm. Do one for a smoked pork shoulder.
Why don't you try and be a little bit more black? Your mac and cheese and your barbecue. What are we doing, Timmy?
I mean, I guess...
You're taking their entire culture.
Timmy. What are you guys doing? I'm buying in. That's what I'm doing. It's delicious.
I don't know about
that. Where I want to be.
That's where you want to be. Rapid fire number three.
Along, Betty.
All right, here's a little history for you. On this day in 1788, Marietta became the first settlement in Ohio.
Wow.
Is there a town in Ohio outside of our area that you would recommend visiting?
Oh, yeah. There's lots of places. First of all, I think Dayton's actually a fun hang. Go to the...
Dayton's a fun hang.
Dayton is a fun hang.
That's what he said.
I like
it. Go to the Pine Club.
You go to the Pine Club. It's very good.
Go to the Bill's Donuts. Get yourself a Marion's Piazza.
You stop over by the Wright Pat. You go to the...
Oh, love the museum there.
That's what I mean.
Looking at the planes.
That's a nice little place.
They've got the Fat Boy. The Enola Gay. Isn't that station?
You watch your mouth.
I'm just saying. That's one of the planes from World War II.
There's a lot of places. I like the Holmes County. They got the puppy mills out there for you, Teddy.
Oh, good puppy mill.
Yeah. They got a good puppy mills, good cream sticks.
UD Arena.
You go for the cream sticks, you take home a puppy. Just as like a little, you know, impulse buy at the register.
I got to throw a little love out to Gala Police down by the river.
It's a fine place.
Oh,
I've been there before.
Hit the Biscuit World there. Beautiful Biscuit World.
I heard there's a pizza place in Chillicothe that we have to check out.
There is. Yeah. I was seeing things about that.
Yeah.
I have not been there, but
I guess they got the nod. They're one of the best in the country.
Top 25 cheese pizza.
I will travel.
What I heard.
I'll travel for
it.
Food, and you know my thoughts on pizza.
They have a great donut place down there, too, so you can try that as well.
Isn't it a Krispy Kreme donuts?
Yeah, spelled differently,
like an original...
Yes.
They claim that they were around a year before the double K ever existed.
Pizza and donuts.
It's a CC Krispy Kreme.
Always a couple good unsolved murders down there, too.
Yeah. They have the Chris
Collinsworth loves that Krispy Kreme.
I tell you, it's like a Krispy Kreme without the K's. They're just as good. And they've actually been around a little bit longer.
Rapid fire number four.
The Price is Right announced they're coming to Columbus to record some shows. So, what are some game shows that you guys think you could have been on and had a great time appearing?
One that requires no skill whatsoever. I'm going to go Deal or No Deal, where I just name briefcases, and I look at hot women with the briefcases. Yes.
I think I could have given people some good viral moments on Wheel of Fortune, just massively effing up a puzzle. There's some of my favorite viral video clips to watch. There's that Indiana dude. You've seen this one? They did a college version, but they're kids from like smart schools, and Indiana was one of them. And the dude,
Miss Teen USA,
it was kind of like that. The whole puzzle was on the board. The whole puzzle was written. It said mythological heroes or something. Or it said like a people. That was the puzzle. And the thing that was written out said mythological hero Achilles. And he read it and he said mythological hero Achilles. And Sajak just turns his head to like the eye in the sky. It's like, and then he hears the boop, boop. He's like, no, I'm sorry. That's not right. And it kicks to the next woman. She just pronounces it the right way. He's like, yeah, that's it. And the guy's face just lit up and his eyes got big. Like, I'm the biggest idiot in the world right now.
Rapid fire number five.
Today is National Beer Day. What's your guys' favorite time to enjoy a nice, cold beer?
Ooh, out on the golf course.
I'll tell you what.
Or
there's two things for me.
Post-mo.
A little post-mo, huh?
Post-mo.
I can see that.
Is great. Out on the patio, looking out at the beautiful grass. It's like Scotland out there right now.
It's Tuesday. Mike. You know, a lot of people do Taco Tuesday. For me, Mexican food, Tex-Mex.
You're right.
Is a beer event.
Having like a Dos Equis or a wonderful with a lime.
Cerveza.
Yeah.
I don't like the Modelo, though, because I don't like the foil. Foil gets in your mouth.
I agree with you. That's a terrible, terrible invention.
It.
The foil on the top of the glass
bottle.
And I like
to drink it right out of the thing.
Corona's always a go-to. Sol, S-O-L. That's also high on my list for a Mexican cerveza. Tecate is a good cheap Mexican beer, too.
Barbecue.
Yeah.
If I'm doing ribs, I'm doing...
Absolutely. Oh, I'm doing ribs.
I can do a rib.
I can't have a brisket or a pork shoulder or mac and cheese.
I didn't say that, but I didn't say that I'm going to enter my ribs in some sort of contest. Like you said, your mac and cheese and your pork shoulder. Well, saying.
Sorry that I got a little Kansas City in me. We like barbecue out there.
You got a nice trail mix,
Everybody
too.
Likes barbecue. Not trail mix. Chex mix.
Oh, Chex mix, sorry.
Trail mix.
Yeah, that's right. Those are two different
raisins in them.
Come on, Teddy.
What kind of thing to say is that?
Yeah, my bad. Ted, I'm with Timmy on this one. What do you think about a good puppy chow?
I love a good puppy chow.
It's delicious, isn't it?
Not a good,
we have more of that?
Not a good car snack.
I didn't say
way
it was a good car
too
snack.
Dusty, unless...
Little Dusty May?
Unless, little Dusty May, unless you put the puppy chow into a red Solo cup.
And then
and
drink
you,
it
you drink
like
the snacks.
Fingered
so you don't have
snacks.
So you don't have to finger it.
Finger the dry snacks.
Right, Teddy?
Yep.
You're too dusty.
Okay.
Jesus.
I've got a tip for you. All right, I got a food tip for you coming up next. Common Man and Timmy on The Fan.
Fan traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
We've got some stop-and-go traffic on northbound U.S. 23 between Orange Point Drive and Olin Tangent Crossing. And we've got a five-minute delay on westbound 670 between Grandview Avenue and I-70. This report is sponsored by the Ohio Department of Public Safety. Roadside workers have lives and families, but when they're on the job, they put it all on the line to protect and serve us. Remember, they're not just roadside workers. Thank you for moving over and slowing down. Brought to you by ODOT, USDOT, NHTSA, and ODPS. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
Oh, hello! I was talking to my annoying friend, Duchess Kumquat. She was retelling a very dramatic story about how her and Lord Beaverqueef were stuck sleeping in a very hot room because their janky air conditioning unit took a crapola. They were so hot and sweaty, it took them out of the mood for getting hot and sweaty. Don't be like Kumquat and Beaverqueef. Call my friends at Care Heating and Cooling. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com. When you need a company Beaverqueef can trust.
Of spring, Tita Green begins Masters Week, hosted by Skip Mossick, Lifetime Achievement Award winner by the Southern Ohio PGA. It adds a touch of class to the radio station.
Hey, everybody, we're all going to get late.
Saturday mornings at 9 on The Fan.
The great thing.
Oh, hello. I was talking to my annoying friend, Duchess Kumquat. She was retelling a very dramatic story about how her and Lord Beaverqueef were stuck sleeping in a very hot room because their janky air conditioning unit took a crapola. They were so hot and sweaty, it took them out of the mood for getting hot and sweaty. Don't be like Kumquat and Beaverqueef. Call my friends at Care Heating and Cooling. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com. When you need a company Beaverqueef can trust.
Favorite fan shows are available when you want them.
Head to 971thefan.com and hit that subscribe button.
The Fan, Ohio sports destination.
Settling to the cuck chair.
That's right.
Daddy likes to watch.
I'm your daddy.
Here's Common Man and Timmy.
Daddy, what are you doing?
I want to tell you guys about my friends and your friends at Tri-State Men's Health. You know, low testosterone, they call that low T in the biz. This can be a real issue for a lot of guys like you and me. We have been there before, and we have both got our numbers run. They told us we were basically like women, and then they boosted our numbers up so high we were like superheroes. We could hit a baseball like 750 feet.
Without a bat.
Oh, my. Yeah, it was just, we just thought about it. It just was out there. I mean, if you ever felt any of these issues, just decreased energy, unproductive workouts, brain fog, and more, low sex drive as well. Low sex drive.
Stop.
They can be signs of low T. And so what you do is you go see our guys at Tri-State Men's Health. Hop on the website, tristatemenshealth.com. They got two lovely locations right here in Central Ohio, so they're easy to get to. That first visit is $99. You get the T and PSA test. If you sign up for testosterone treatment the day of your appointment, your visit is free. Take that simple low T quiz, see where you're at with all that stuff. Why not get started on that journey? Rev your engines right now. Mm-hmm. See our guys at Tri-State Men's Health. Get to feeling better.
You never know who's going to be at Tri-State Men's Health. I could be there.
I could be there.
Maybe you're there. Maybe Marty Brenneman is there. Yeah. Maybe Governor DeWine. I mean, he's at the Buc-ee's. He can show up to your testosterone injection.
Should we just have a...
Yeah, we, the people of Ohio, are very excited about your testosterone injection.
He's just going to be there, just random visits?
He's a cheerleader. Yeah.
He's going to be in the room. Will they have a chair?
You can,
will they have a chair for the governor?
It's the gov chair.
The gov... the dot gov chair.
The cuck chair for the gov.
Jose Ramirez has made Cleveland baseball history.
What a dude, huh?
He's played more games than anybody else. 1,620, passing Terry Turner. So good for Jose Ramirez. And by the way, 7-time All-Star, 6-time Silver Slugger. He has done it all except hit this year, but it'll come. But he's hit on teams that had no protection around him.
Absolutely.
He has taken less than fair market value to stay in Cleveland, and he's just a boss.
He is. It's hard to find like comps for like what Jose Ramirez is to that city, to that ball club.
You know what they do at Tri-State Men's Health? They show you a picture of Jose Ramirez. They do nothing else.
That's right?
Be like this guy.
And just real men, they appreciate that photo.
Oh,
real men, they see J-Ram. They're like, you're speaking of Ram.
He'd be working now.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Works real well. Now, I'm thinking about Bruce Thornton with Ohio State and just the admiration that people are going to have for him. With, you know, what he did for a program that is trying to get back, ultimately made it into the NCAA tournament, hasn't you know, had a lot of success to show in the time that he's been here. But what he did as an individual talent, becoming the all-time leading scorer at a place, means business, and that will stand the test of time. Jose Ramirez, with what Guardians baseball, Indians slash Guardians baseball has been, like, it's, they've been a consistent performing team, and they've always outperformed what their payroll has been. And there's, it all revolves around him. So there's a tremendous amount of respect for a guy like that, and a guy that wanted to stay with that team when you probably knew the lack of spending that was coming down the pipeline for all of your other buddies.
I don't want to besmirch Bruce, because obviously Bruce had a hell of a career. You don't become the all-time points leader at Ohio State without having a hell of a career. But at no time during Bruce Thornton's tenure did anybody in college basketball look at him and say, that's one of the 10 best players in the country. Right or wrong?
Yeah. Yeah.
A lot of people have looked at Jose Ramirez over the past several years,
right,
and have said,
right,
man, I got to tell you, that's one of the top players in the country. And if he wasn't stuck in that lineup with no protection,
he'd be helping somebody
in Cleveland,
win World Series.
He'd be mashing someplace
Absolutely.
Else.
No, I don't think there's any doubt about it. I mean, just look what his numbers are anyway. You know, like, it's not just that he became the all-time leader in games played. That also is a tremendous honor. And that also makes me think of guys that maybe haven't been the caliber of player that a guy like Jose Ramirez is. It makes me think of other guys, though, that just logged a lot of games for their teams, and your sense of appreciation for them is sky high. I mean, take a guy like Kirk Heinrich for your Chicago Bulls, or Kirk's college teammate at KU, Nick Collison, I think went way up there with the Oklahoma City Thunder. They even retired his jersey in Oklahoma City. Nick Collison, who everyone remembers was the great forward at KU, had a 20-20 game there, you know, helped them to a Final Four in a national championship game. But he was like a 5 point per game guy. But still, you play a lot of games, you're a team leader, a veteran, they can throw your name up there. Jose is just, he's everything you would want. He's always, like you said, one of the best players consistently in Major League Baseball. He's doing it on a budget for the city. It's, congrats to him. That's a hell of a run he's had.
Got some baseball today? Guardians and Royals were supposed to play a night game tonight, but they moved it to daytime because chilly. Guardians won 2-1. Now, your Reds, Teddy, going for 5 in a row tonight in Miami.
7-3 right now.
I got to tell you, they can't hit, Ted.
They can't score. Well, they just can't score runs.
They can't score any runs, but they're not giving up any runs. That's the thing.
That's right. I saw this, or heard him talk about this last night, how last year in like two-run games, two runs or less, they were just terrible. They were like mid-20s ranking. This year, they're at the top of the league in games decided by two runs or less because the pitching has been outstanding.
Well, in this winning streak, I think they've only scored more than two runs once, and yet they've still
They just need to get that,
four in a row.
Get that offense going.
Did you, I also noticed this, like went to that game back in at Fenway on Friday, which was Red Sox opening day. They won that first game of the season against your Reds.
Yeah, they did.
They were down here.
And they won the home opener.
That's the only two
right.
games
were they
they've
2-8?
Won. They're 2-8. And we were...
They're taking that well in Boston,
yeah, no,
I'm sure.
No, you know, and like, Jack and I are, you know, enjoying the experience, and he's not a big baseball guy, so I'm talking as much baseball as I can to kind of resonate with him. And to his credit, he did a good job. He'll look over the rosters, and he knows guys like Fernando Tatis Jr. and Manny Machado with the Padres. So we're noting their roster and what they had coming in. And you're looking over the Red Sox roster, and you're just thinking, this is not... I don't understand what they're doing. This is not what a typical Boston Red Sox 40-man roster is supposed to look like. No offense, Teddy. I know they still got Aroldis Chapman. It was fun to see him go out there and get a three-run save for him. I mean, they had the game in the bag, but he's, what, 39 years old now, and he's still a house to see him do his thing. But outside of, you know, Trevor Story, Wilson Contreras, like, they don't have... Dudes, they're celebrating Xander Bogaerts making his return to Boston.
Right,
he
right.
got quite an ovation, so that was neat.
Food thing for you. Today, Wendy's is doing a free small Frosty and a free small fry.
See, that's nice.
All you have
that's
to do
nice.
Is go in and mention it. You don't even have to do it in the app.
That's a deal.
You just go in, you mention the deal, they give you the free small Frosty, free small fry.
We need more of that. We need more of that where it's not, you know, we'll give you a 99-cent Frosty when you buy a small fry.
No.
Good on Wendy's.
Free small
That's
Frosty,
nice.
Free small fry. There's only one caveat, though, and I'm telling you have to do this. When you go to Wendy's and request your free stuff, I want you also to say, stop messing with the spicy chicken sandwich, you rat bastards.
Yes.
Just like that.
Yes. Call them rat bastards.
Right, you rat
Don't
bastards.
Don't change the spicy chicken.
Timmy is hitting the town tonight. Details next. Common Man and Timmy on the Fan.
Fan traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
We've got a 45-minute delay due to some debris that's blocking two lanes on northbound 71 on the north side at Weber Road. It is going to be slow from I-70. And there's a 5-minute holdup on westbound 270 on the north outer belt from 161 to Cleveland Avenue. This report is sponsored by Credit Karma. When your money's on the line, are you okay with a basic free tax service? Get the confidence of TurboTax with free Fed and state filing on an Intuit Credit Karma. Around 37% of filers qualify. Simple 1040s only. See details at TurboTax.com/free. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. I'm a big fan of preventative maintenance. Something will eventually go wrong, and if you're not prepared, it is sure to cost you money. That's why I want you to sign up for a care plan. My guys at Care make sure your heater and AC are running in tip-top shape, taking care of maintenance and staying on top of any potential issues. Surprises suck. Be prepared with a care plan. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
The hardest day, the day you hear,
this is a type of blood cancer.
At the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society, we are here to help you move past day one. To learn more and get help on any day, visit lls.org or call 1-800-955-4572.
Broadcasting live from the McDaniel GM Superstore Studios, driving excellence since 1916. Chevrolet. Together, let's drive. WBNS HD1 Columbus.
Good afternoon. This is Paul Keel's Blue Jackets trying to snap a 6-game losing streak tonight, skating in Detroit against the Red Wings, who dropped 2 in a row. Going into play, both teams are 2 points out of the final wild card spot in the East. The Jackets are 2 out of 3rd place in the Metro Division. 7 p.m. faceoff right here on the Fan. Other games tonight that could affect the Blue Jackets: Ottawa hosting Tampa Bay, and Boston is at Carolina. Cleveland Guardians beat the Kansas City Royals 2-1 today at Progressive Field. Brian Rocchio, an RBI base hit in the bottom of the ninth inning. Cincinnati Reds take a 4-game win streak into tonight's game in Miami against the Marlins. Andrew Abbott pitching for the Reds. Sandy Alcantara for Miami. Clippers are at Worcester, Mass tonight. Tee times and pairings for Thursday start of the Masters released today. Defending champ Rory McIlroy be paired with Cameron Young and amateur Mason Howe. Scottie Scheffler with Robert McIntyre, Gary Woodland. Also notable Jordan Spieth, Justin Rose, and Brooks Koepka will be together. Breaking sports news when it happens on The Fan, Ohio's sports destination.
I want you to draw me like one of your French girls, Jack. Wearing this.
My eyes!
And only this.
Is it over? Can I open my eyes?
Here's Man and Timmy.
Hey, Jackets tonight. Jackets in Detroit. Coverage starts 6:30. Catch all the action right here on The Fan. If you hear at some point during the broadcast gentle sobbing, that's just me at home.
It's us.
Listening to the Blue Jackets.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Can't. I mean, you're at the point now where you got to set your mind to winning them all.
You don't control your own destiny.
No,
look,
you got to set your mind to winning them all.
Rimmer is the biggest excuse maker in the world, and we'll talk to him tomorrow. I mean, he can say it all day, and he has. I'm telling you, this is a playoff team. Book it! You know, but the last time we talked to Rimmer, he still had they control their own destiny in his back pocket.
Sure.
Well, guess what?
That's gone now.
Now they don't. And I don't know what you've seen out of this hockey team the last week and a half that leads you to think that they're going to control anything.
Yeah, like can you go 3-2 down the stretch? I'm just
That's
wondering.
That's not going to be good enough.
I'm wondering if we can see them win a game, though. I've got to see them go out there and play winning hockey, first of all. Then maybe they can get on this streak. I forget what postseason it was. Somebody, it might have been Zach. We're mentioning him earlier in some of the postgame comments he gave after Winnipeg. But was it the year that we won our one and only playoff series where it kind of felt like we were out of it after we made all the moves?
Yeah, that was it.
And then they got hot again down the stretch and then got their way into a playoff position and then beat Tampa Bay.
Looked like they were going to miss. They had a players-only meeting. Right?
Mm-hmm.
They went out there, they made the playoffs, and they beat Tampa Bay. And while that was a wonderful story, let's not assume that all players-only meetings end the same way. I know the players had a meeting after the Winnipeg game. But I just don't see it. I don't see them at this point in the season changing the way they play hockey. It's too many guys trying to be superstars out there, and you've lost all sense of physicality with Severson and Olivier out of this lineup.
Why did they change back from what they were doing, though, under Bones? Why did that come crashing down like a house of cards? They found the way. They were starting to put together 60-minute performances, and then Timmy, it just came to a screeching halt like they're too gassed to get it done.
The last 3 months, two and a half, 3 months, with their hair on fire, because they dug such a hole for themselves, knowing that every single night was like Game 7 when they went out there. And that takes a lot out of you, physically and mentally.
It's the same type of thing where we talk about basketball as a game of runs. If you dig yourself too big of a hole,
that's right.
You're down, like the Buckeyes did against TCU. They were down by so many points in that first half. They expended all that energy trying to claw their way back into the game, took the lead, and they couldn't and make the heady plays down the stretch to hold on to it. Their mental exhaustion
something
was too
happens
much to overcome.
Where maybe, you know, in a regular situation, they'd be able to overcome it. Severson being out and Olivier being out. But that hit them just at the wrong time, just as they were starting to get fatigued. And now it looks like not only are they losing games, they look like they're not even worthy of being on an NHL ice at some points during these games.
At some points, I know, not for the whole 60 minutes, but you're right. There's portions of these games where it's so frustrating, where you just don't really feel that desire, like they're willing to do anything that it takes to leave all the blood, sweat, and tears out there to make the playoffs.
I don't know if it's that or if it's them honestly not knowing what to do. When they're put in these situations, when the opposing team pretty much says to them, go ahead, let's pass it around. Go. We're going to stand right here. We're going to take away all your lanes.
Yeah. Will you be patient enough to make the right read here?
You can have the puck and you can control it and you can do your little thing, but ultimately we're not going to give you a clean look. And then what happens is the Blue Jackets get so frustrated by that, they take it back to the other end of the ice, they give up a stupid goal, and we were talking. Blue Jackets go down by 2. It may as well be 100 at this point.
Yeah.
Right, you have no faith they can get enough offense consistently to come back and do something.
You don't feel like our forwards can score goals right now.
Don't feel like our forwards can score goals.
They're just not generating
the
chances.
They can barely shoot the puck.
They can't even get shots on goal, let alone put one in the back of the net. And it's just, the point being, though, is the time for saying these things and noting, oh, well, you know, they're out of gas now because of everything that they had to do to get back into the fight here. That also is not acceptable. You can't be digging yourself such a hole earlier on in the regular season where you have to do this. It all counts.
I understand.
Championship teams, winning teams, they do have years where you're hot at the beginning. You might have a lull here, but you're basically in the playoff picture from start to finish.
You brought up earlier 25 years of crap.
Yeah.
And it has been, for the most part, 25 years of crap. And I guess maybe just I'm numb to it. Are you surprised?
No.
Are you surprised that they're collapsing? Teddy, are you surprised that the Blue Jackets are collapsing down the stretch?
No, because, you know, when you're playing that hot, eventually things are going to balance back out to the mean, right? And plus, once they got into the playoff position, things get a little tougher, Timmy. You know, when you're playing golf, guys who are behind, they attack, right? They can attack the pin because there's no pressure. But if you're in the lead, you got to try to protect it, and that's what happens.
It makes you
a little more nervous, and they haven't handled that pressure.
It makes you do some things that that you've got your plan, but it just, for some reason, something is inside you trying to keep you from your plan and make you do dumb things, make you make mistakes that you might not otherwise have made.
This is why I hate all of these percentages and prediction models and all this crap, because I said it when they had an 86% chance of making the playoffs. I said the math is forgetting one thing,
that
one
it's the
very important thing.
Yeah.
This is the Columbus Blue Jackets.
Mm.
Okay? So take your 86% and at least chop 50% off of that. It's like when somebody brags to you
20% off
about how much money they make. They're not going to tell you the actual number. they're going to inflate that by a certain percentage. Now, depending on the person.
Not me. I'll tell you, make less. Way, way less. That way you'll be buying. I would always let someone throw their weight around about how much money they make. Boy, let me tell you, those are the types of people to really surround yourself with. Oh, I tell you, I make $1.75 whatever.
Those people aren't getting the check, though. You're going to be out in the town tonight. Where are you going?
Yeah, we are going out in the town. So you know that I've become a fan of the theater once again. And tonight we're going back to the Ohio Theater for a sneak preview of the upcoming musical run of Shucked. Shucked is
the oyster musical.
I believe it's more in the corn variety.
Oh,
it is
corn jerkers.
I've tried not to look. You know me, when I'm going into something new, I like to be as fresh as I can be. This is a newer production, and so I haven't watched like any trailer. I just read like the brief synopsis of it. It's a comedy. It's a bunch of Midwesterners. There's going to be a lot of corn type of jokes and writing about that. So I'm looking forward to it. I'm sure it's going to be a good time. A shucking good time.
There is a high school, I think it's in Nebraska, where the mascot, maybe it's in Illinois, I don't know.
It's in Illinois. It's in Hoopston,
that's
Illinois.
Right.
Hoopston, it's Thad's Illinois. High School.
That's right. I'm sorry.
Come on.
Thad Matta's High School, their mascot is the Corn Jerkers, and they have a little anthem that they would play at all the sporting events.
We're the mighty Corn Jerkers from Canberra Town. If your corn is up, we'll jerk it right down. No matter if it's practice or on game day, when you see us jerking, get out of the way. We're the Corn Jerkers. Yeah, the Corn Jerkers. When it's time to get working, we get to jerking. Canberra knows that every fall, the Corn Jerkers will answer the call. From the stands in Canberra, let the anthem burst. Fans know the Corn Jerkers always come first. Through blood and sweat, we jerk all day. The Corn Jerkers rise and show the way. We're the Corn Jerkers. Yeah! The Corn Jerkers. When it's time to get working, we get to jerking. Canberra knows that every fall, the Corn Jerkers will answer the call.
So you know something interesting that I was looking up as this was playing, because this is that's a musical quality song. It's funny, it's witty. That could be transformed into something on stage. I can picture Trey Parker and Matt Stone getting a hold of that, because they did the Book of Mormon. I saw that show. That was fantastic. This one is by Brandy Clark and Shane McAnally. And the premiere of Shucked was actually not on Broadway. It was in Salt Lake City at the Pioneer Memorial Theater next to the Whites, my neighbors. They went to the show.
They were jerking.
Yeah.
Shucking.
They were shucking.
Drinking some dirty soda.
They're shuckers, dirty cream in the soda, all that stuff. Uh-huh. Tabernacle
Shaking
choir.
The bed underneath, all of it.
Soaking.
Soaking, right, Teddy?
Soaking and docking,
yeah,
and all
Teddy,
the things.
I meet you.
Yeah, you got it. Because it's okay.
I'm going to talk about a local sports product being a complete and total prostitute coming up next. Common Man and Timmy on The Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
You're going to hit a 5-minute delay on northbound 315 between 670 and North Broadway. We also have a 5-minute holdup on eastbound US 33 going from Refugee Road to Hamilton Road. This report is sponsored by Credit Karma. Don't let tax refund worries hold you back. File now with TurboTax on Intuit Credit Karma. They'll find every credit and deduction to help you get every refund dollar you deserve or your money back. Start filing today in the Credit Karma app. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan.
Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. Can I tell you a secret? One of my joys in life is a good clean out. Once in a blue moon, I will take it to the next level. I have an air vent right over the toilet. So when I know a wild ride is coming, I'll turn down the AC a few minutes before it's go time. And then when I sit down, beautiful cold air greets me, blowing in my face. as I do the deed. And the only people I trust to keep my crapper temp in tip-top shape, that's Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Are making a push to the playoffs.
The Islanders and Adam Fantilli, one more time, puts it in the net.
Listen to every exciting moment, including an extended pregame show for weekend games. Proud to be your home of the Jackets. The Fan.
Hello,
the podcast is brought to you by our friends, Care Heating and Cooling. I end every commercial the same way, telling you to hire Care when you need a company you can trust. It's not just a slogan. It's the Care Creed. With arms wide open, the way they live their life and the way they strive to be remembered by you, the customer, at the end of every interaction with Care. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Fan weather.
From the Logan AC and Heat Services Weather Center.
Well, look for a freeze warning overnight tonight into Wednesday morning across central Ohio with overnight lows in the upper 20s. On Wednesday, a lot of sunshine and warmer with highs low 60s. We'll go low 70s on Thursday with dry conditions. And then on Friday, low 70s and a minor cold front in the afternoon, evening hours, and our only chance of rain all week. And it's about 30%. That is your 97.1 The Fan weather forecast. I'm 10 Weather Impact Chief Meteorologist Chris Tomer.
The Sportsbook at Hollywood Casino Columbus is the official sportsbook sponsor of Common Man and Timmy. Must be 21. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-589-9966.
We have a producer who passes out easily and hosts you wish would pass out easily. You're listening to Common Man and Timmy.
Talk to you about my friends at Tri-State Men's Health. Did you know that when dudes get to their early to mid-30s, they start losing 2 to 3% of their testosterone production every year?
Yeah, watch out for that.
Happens gradually. Yeah. Before you know it, nothing.
Keep it in mind.
You got nothing down there. You feel like nothing.
What do you mean nothing down there?
Falls
it
off.
It just goes away?
Goes away. Goes inverted. Maybe you're putting on weight, less productive at the gym. You're sleeping poorly. You're depressed. Those could be signs of low testosterone. I want you to go see my friends at Tri-State Men's Health. Cost of the appointment, just $99. Includes a medical consult, T and PSA test. If you sign up for testosterone the day of your appointment, your visit is free.
Whoa.
Call them today.
It's a hell of a deal.
800-900-9654. Or visit tristatemenshealth.com. Promo code INVERTED.
Maybe you can't say pee-pee, no worky. If it fell off, you just have to like yell, I need pee-pee.
I need pee-pee. And then Mike DeWine is there.
Yeah.
Well, he was at the gas station yesterday. He'll be at Tri-State Men's Health today.
Is he going to go to an amusement park on Wednesday?
Well, at the Buc-ee's, they have the Beaver Nuggets.
Beaver Nuggets.
That's right.
What is a Beaver Nugget again?
It's like a,
other than just a chicken nugget, like what's special about
it? Isn't it chocolate caramel? Isn't that what it is?
Chocolate? I got to look this up, what a Beaver
Nugget
is.
Well, Nicole Sheeran, who will join us tomorrow for Leather Jacket Time, she loves herself a good Beaver.
Nugget. Yeah, Beaver Nugget. It is a cult favorite. Caramel-coated corn puff snack. Okay.
Corn puff.
It's a corn puff snack.
Corn jerker.
I'll try that.
I want to talk about a Central Ohio guy who I should respect, but I don't. And his name is Jason Day. Jason Day is playing in the Masters this week.
Yes, he is. Jason Day is a fantastic golfer. He's 38 years old. He's got some good golf ahead of him still.
That's fine. Jason Day has made $77 million. In just PGA Tour earnings. So I'm sure he made a little bit more doing other things, like whoring himself out for clothing company Malbon. It is embarrassing, some of the crap that he wears. As a matter of fact, one of his outfits for this week was rejected by Augusta. Now, normally,
which
I'm not
done
a big
before.
Fan. Yeah, you know what, though? They've also rejected you based on your gender and color of your skin. But
No. Yes, of course, there's that. But they also did reject one of his outfits years before.
This thing that he was going to wear, it's like a full bird costume.
Yeah, man, it's a bird watching
outfit.
Got
printed
We're looking
birds
for birds
all over it. It's just hideous. There's no way on earth Jason Day likes this. Is like Ralphie putting on the pink bunny stuff. There's no way that he looks at this stuff and says, yeah, I like that. I'm gonna represent that. I don't know if Malbin's got naked pictures of him and his family or what they're holding over his head. They must pay him a pretty penny to toss all of his ethics and pride away because he looks like a total douche nugget
This is the way of the future, man. We're pushing the boundaries of style, okay?
Well, can I tell you something? I'm all about pushing some boundaries. This sucks.
He wants to walk the runway and put thoughts in your head that you never knew existed. That's fashion, baby. That's what he's after. He's going for the gold with this.
You know how sometimes
so dressing
in a
feathered bird suit.
You go to an event and you wear some clothes and just painfully aware that your wife dressed you. Like she picked this out. And everybody knows it. Everybody knows you didn't buy that polo shirt color yourself.
A lot of this stuff looks like it was designed by Mr. Mugatu from Zoolander.
Well, that's like, what I mean. That Jason Day must walk around the hallowed grounds of Augusta and all the other golfers look at him and say, oh, yeah, his sponsor dressed him. Look at him.
Do you remember what the outfit was that got rejected by Augusta already? Because the thing of it was this week is they allowed the shirt that's going crazy on social media, which is the bird watcher shirt. And he had pants that matched it that were just littered with birds as well. And they said, you need a neutral tone for the pants. They were like, the shirt's okay. We're not going to let you.
The shirt's not okay. It's hideous, but they still allowed it.
It's like with the pumps and the celebration after a touchdown. There's a 2-pump maximum. You go to that third pump and we're going to throw the flag. They said the shirt's okay. You cannot double that up with the pants. That's right. Way too.
You want to give me
a little too darn loud.
Two pumps. Okay. I'll allow
you. You can have 9 birds. That's it. You can have 10, 15 birds. Once you go over that, that's enough birds.
Make the shush sign. I'll allow it. When you start smelling your fingers, then I'm going to throw a 15-yard penalty flag on you.
That's
what this is.
That's
this is the golfing equivalent of smelling your fingers.
Right is.
Stop it.
Once we see that shocker, like it's all over.
Oh, there's a shocker involved.
I'm looking at this, though. PGA Tour put out a thing, and they said that we identified the birds on Jason Day's outfit so that you don't have to. An ode to Georgia with birds that inhabit the state. There's the cedar waxwing. Uh-huh. Okay. There's the Baltimore Oriole. How we doing, O's? Trailing the Sox 2-1.
2-1. Top
Sox,
seven.
It's not good. There's the, my personal favorite, the white throated sparrow. The white throated sparrow. Mm-hmm. Then there's the eastern bluebird. There's the scarlet
teenager.
Yep. There's the common yellow throat. That's you. You're just a common one. I'm the white-throated sparrow. Then there's the chipping sparrow. There's the mourning dove. There's the northern cardinal.
Is it chipping or chirping?
Chipping.
Chipping, huh?
It's chipping. It's a golfer.
Okay.
How am I supposed to chip?
That's right.
With this going on.
All right.
Then there's the mourning dove. Mourning spelled like Alonzo mourning. That's fancy. M-O-U. Then there's the northern cardinal. I don't know what's different about the I don't know why the northern cardinal is down in Georgia. What's our cardinal up here?
Albert Pujols.
What's the cardinal? No, that's the Missouri cardinal. Then there's the regular blue jay. So we had the eastern bluebird. Now we got the blue jay. Blue jay's mean, right? It's like an ass kicker bird.
We have a blue jay in our backyard.
Is he causing stuff?
They do wreak some havoc. Yeah.
They're noisy too. They'll yell at you.
They're flapping their wings at other birds that come around.
Actually, I have a bird book right by my window in the kitchen.
You never opened it, did you?
No, but Samantha looks at it all the time because we have the fountain back there and the birds all gather at the fountain.
I like that.
So she likes to be able to identify them.
That's nice.
As I run and shoo them away.
You don't shoot them with a pellet gun, do you?
No. crap in my fountain and they clog up the mechanism.
The mechanism?
Yeah, the pump gets full of bird feces.
Well,
they're nuisances.
How many pumps?
Two pumps max. Don't smell your fingers, Teddy. Disgusting pig.
Can't you put some kind of contraption over
that?
No,
what are you going to put contraption over that?
I don't know. People have fountains with pumps all over the place and birds are just flying all over the place as well. Why is it a problem?
Put
in
an owl
backyard
back there. Come on.
Ooh.
No, these birds are smart. They those owls don't fool anyone.
What is the owl that were being eradicated in the Pacific Northwest? Is that the barred owl? Didn't they tell the state of Washington or the state of Oregon to go and kill millions of the owls?
They were nuisances.
Yes, they were destroying the ecosystem. It's a tough deal for those owls, but they were overpopulated. You got to go.
Sometimes it takes a little human intervention.
Right in the face.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's right.
How could you do that? How could you see a beautiful owl right there on that tree limb and it's just, ooh, ooh. And then you just, it's a flesh wound.
Timmy.
Just like that.
How could you do that? There are people right now, in the name of their sky god, shooting another person in the face.
Those aren't our people.
I'm just saying. How could you do that? How could you shoot an owl?
How could you just
shoot
that owl?
How could you just go and shoot the owl?
Anthony couldn't do it.
What if the owl was attacking his dog?
How is it attacking it, though?
Pecking at its eyeballs?
I think he'd go in there with non-lethal force.
No, I think he takes out the owl.
I bet he's got a special suit.
I think he celebrates. He smells his fingers when he's done.
I don't know. I bet he has like a bomb suit that will help you against dog bites. He throws himself in there. He gets in there where it's biting and just, get out of there, owl.
In my mind, Rothman always has in his trunk an emergency beekeeper's. He puts the big space balls.
Why do you need to have the beekeeper mask
now? I don't know.
That's more it's more precautious.
Timmy time in 2 minutes. Common Man and Timmy on the Fan.
Fan traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
You're looking at a 20-minute slowdown due to an accident that's blocking the left lane on northbound 270 before I-70 on the east outer belt. It's going to move slow from US 33, and we've got a couple-minute delay on southbound 71 on the north side going from Morse Road to Weber Road. This report is sponsored by Ohio Basement Authority, your local expert. Are your floors sagging? Are musty smells reeking throughout your home? Contact Ohio Basement Authority, the crawl space repair experts. Get your free inspection today. Learn more at OhioBasementAuthority.com. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
The podcast is brought to you by our friends, Care Heating and Cooling. I end every commercial the same way, telling you to hire Care when you need a company you can trust. It's not just a slogan. It's the Care Creed. With arms wide open, the way they live their life and the way they strive to be remembered by you, the customer, at the end of every interaction with Care. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Man and Timmy is sponsored by the Hinderer Motor Company. Listen every weekday from 3 to 6. They're good, clean boys. The Fan.
These two dopes fight like an old married couple.
Girl fight.
You're listening to Common Man and Timmy.
Hey, check it out. Nerd fight.
Jackets time tonight. Jackets in Detroit. Is it important? Of course it's important. These two teams are next to each other in the Eastern Conference.
88 points.
You need to win every single game. Our coverage starts 6:30 right here on The Fan. Timmy time.
Mikey, what's coming up this week? We're already in the week that I love almost more than life itself. The Masters.
Hello, friends.
On CBS. Oh, the 90th playing of the Masters tournament at Augusta National. So I figured we'd have a little fun with the Masters and the Augusta National Golf Club. It's the 90th edition. I just said that. It officially begins on Thursday morning. Start you off with this. Between 7:25 and 7:30 in the a.m. on the first tee, when three golfing legends will meet. What is the name of this ceremony? Is it the starting tee shot? Is it the honorary starters? The golf player legends? Or the first tee? What's the name of this little ceremony shindig that they do on Thursday?
I'm going to go basic. I'm going to say it's the first tee.
It is the honorary starters. Yep. And can you name the three elder statesmen of the game who are honorary starters at this point in time?
No, I cannot. Lee Trevino. Chi-Chi Rodriguez. And Arnold Palmer. They will all be reanimated.
Did Lee just die too?
I think they're, yeah, I think Lee's dead.
Chi-Chi and Arnold, we know for sure.
Yeah, I think
I didn't know that. I think Lee might still be alive. Well, I think you might have.
Someone should tell him.
I think you might have killed off Lee Trevino because I think
Teddy?
I did that recently.
Yeah, he's still alive.
He's still alive. Yes. I'm sorry.
He's still alive.
I'm sorry, Lee.
It's Jack Nicklaus.
Yeah, of course it is.
It's me. It's Gary Player. Hello, I'm going to hit the first tee shot today.
Please stop
not
talking
you,
like that. My God.
And then it's Tom Watson.
I don't have a Tom Watson.
You don't. I don't have a Tom Watson either.
No All one right. has a Tom Watson.
Here, we're going to do a little name that broadcaster for you. Okay, this famous sportscaster manned the 16th hole and retired from calling the action at Augusta after the 2024 event, which was his 40th tournament. This was a famous moment of his. Listen.
Oh, shit. It's a flesh wound.
Sorry.
Liam Neeson.
this was it.
Goodness.
Hear that? Oh my goodness. Here's another one.
In your life have you seen anything like that?
Bill Raftery.
you know that is. CBS Sports broadcaster, did college football, was on the A team for a lot of college football SEC broadcasts.
George Peppard.
Oh my goodness.
When I hear that, oh my goodness, I just think of Costanza giving a dear God. It's Vern Lundquist.
Of course it's Vern.
Give a buzz, Teddy. Hello?
I buzzed him earlier.
Oh, you did? You should have buzzed him again.
All why?
Because I buzzed a couple times, but I don't know.
Good, another buzz. All right, so we know Teddy and Joshua and I spent some cash on Master Snacks yesterday. So I was looking at the updated menu board and what the price points are. So we're going to do a little snacks higher or lower. Listen to what the item is. Tell me if the price has to come down or it has to go up.
I know,
right?
I know they have very affordable snacks.
Very affordable snacks. Yeah, all right. So the soft drink is $2.75. Going lower or higher on that price?
I'm gonna go lower on that price.
You'd be right. It's $2 for a soft drink.
And by the way, that should be the price everywhere.
It's great, right?
Should be against the law for a pop to be more than $1.99. All right. I don't care where you go or what size it is.
I agree. I completely agree. How about a water being $1.50, higher or lower for the water, bottled water?
It's a bottle of water. Mm-hmm. I'm going to go higher on that.
You'd be right. It's just $2, just like the soft drink is.
All right.
Perfectly fair. How about the Georgia peach ice cream? Oh, that sounds good, right? $4.
Little lower. Bits of Ty Cobb in there.
None of us could stand the son of a bitch when we were alive, so I told him to stick it. All right, $4 lower or higher for the Georgia peach ice cream?
Lower.
Lower. $3.
It's good.
$3 on the dot.
Yeah, just a single scoop?
I don't know. It's a Georgia peach ice cream. I think I meant to write sandwich. I think it's an ice cream sandwich. Yeah,
ooh,
yeah.
Stop dinging.
It's good. More dinging. Domestic beer, $7. Going lower or higher?
But see, I think they screw you on the beverages.
What do you think?
All right. I think everything else is good. The pop's good. The water's all right. But I think they screw you on the beer. I'm going to go higher on that.
On the beer. They don't screw you that much on the beer. It's $6.
Lower. Okay.
Yeah. Right. Lower. That's a domestic
beer. What about
beer?
An import? Yep. Import or export?
I'd have to look back at the menu, but I don't think it's much more. It might even be the same price.
Really?
Yeah.
That'd be
a great deal. All the importing.
The stuff it takes to get here.
They just say, forget about all that. We got you covered.
Okay.
How about a blueberry muffin for $1? Going higher or lower on $1 for a blueberry muffin?
It's hard to go lower than $1. Go a little higher.
Higher. $2.50.
Yeah,
trying to get you on that one.
Yeah.
Candy bar. They have their own branded candy bar with a special wrapper.
Zagnut.
It's probably like a Zagnut. Candy bar, $2.75. You going lower or higher? $2.75 for the candy bar. It's dark chocolate. It's got caramel, peanuts in it, I think. Looks delicious.
I think that's pretty high. I mean, we're talking about, you know, an ice cream for, what was it, $4?
You can go lower?
Lower.
It's lower.
Yeah.
$2.25.
Okay.
$2.25.
Still pretty high.
Extra quarter than the cookie. Cookie's $2. How about the pimento cheese? I'm giving you the pimento cheese for $1. Higher or lower? Dollar on the pimento cheese.
I think it's $1.50. I'll go higher.
It's $1.50.
Yeah.
What a deal.
By the
what
way, I had the pimento cheeseburger at Shake Shack
a couple days ago. It wasn't incredible.
It was very good.
Yeah.
I liked it very much.
How could that be?
You're
bad
gonna pay out the ass. It's not gonna be $1.50 over there, I'll tell you that.
Oh God, no. It'd be $13.50, $15.50. How about a last one? Egg salad, $2. Egg salad sandwich, $2. Going higher or lower?
Isn't
on that
it the
one.
Same as the pimento cheese? I'm gonna say $1.50 lower.
$1.50. You're right. They are the same. They are the same. All right, we're going to go to a little portion called Name That Golfer. You're going to hear an audio clip. I just want you to tell me the
Chichi
golfer.
Rodriguez.
Plain and simple. I'm going to give you some options here. I'll start you with this one. You might be unfamiliar with this voice, but most of these guys have been wrapped around the show at some point in time, okay?
I've always been the youngest in the room, I felt like, for a long time. And even a few years younger than me feels like the same age.
You want some options?
Yeah.
Is that JT, Justin Thomas? Is that Tony Finau or Jordan Spieth?
Let's go with Spieth.
Spieth.
I've always been the youngest in the room.
Yep, he's the youngest.
Spieth!
All right, now here's your next one, part two.
Matt gets up and they announce the 2022 U.S. Open winner, and he goes, take that, there's one you didn't win.
Just a laugh.
That's a lot of laughing. Need some answers on that one.
Horrible at the voices.
Is that
sounds like another white guy.
Bubba Watson, Kevin Kistner, or Scottie Scheffler?
I'll go with Scheffler.
Matt gets up and they announce the 2022 U.S. Open.
Brought his 9-day-old to the tournament this week.
Nine days old?
Hey,
is
come
the
on
umbilicus
in.
Still attached?
How are you going to play with that going on? Who's this guy?
I've got a great pairing today with Matt Kuchar. And wearing all black, being aggressive, hitting bombs.
You know that voice?
Sounds Bryson-y.
Is that Phil, Freddie Couples, or Craig Stadler?
Well, now that you said that, it's Phil.
It's Phil. Phil's not going to be there. All right, this one I think you're going to get.
Yeah, I was talking to the president.
That's Tiger.
Ooh, that's called sometimes choke time, coach.
That's all right. It's all good.
Hey,
just chat with the president. You just rolled a car.
That's changing the radio
neighborhood.
Just trying to get ahead.
Okay. Next one right here. Talking about Tiger.
He is arguably the king of comebacks. So if there's somebody that has the mental strength to come back from an issue like that, it would be him.
Would that be a Jose Maria Olafable? A Sergio Garcia? Or a John Rahm?
Let's go with John Rahm.
John Rahm!
John Rahm.
This is another voice I love.
It's what happens when you have the heebie-jeebies. Can't explain it. You know, I've played a lot of these things, and I couldn't pull the putter back on the first dollar.
The heebie-jeebies. Is that Charles Schwartzel, Vijay Singh, or Ernie Els?
Ernie Els.
Ah, Ernie Els. How about this one right here?
Hello.
I'm just so happy to be back here at Augusta National Golf Club and to see all the fine competitors in the azalea bushes. It's just beautiful and it's marvelous.
I'm going to go with Gary Player.
Yes. Yeah. Now, who's this?
Well, go to the gym a lot. The big secret is to undereat. Undereat, exercise, laugh a lot, and have unmeasured love in your heart.
Gary Player.
Yes. Real quick, then we'll take a break. How about this guy?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Golden Bear, baby.
That's Jack Nicklaus.
Yeah, it's Jack Nicklaus. I got a special clip from a very special guest appearance from the Golden Bear himself.
Oh, baby.
Coming up.
All right, back page coming up. Common Man and Timmy on the Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
We've got traffic slowing down due to an accident that's on the left shoulder of southbound 270 between Cemetery Road and Roberts Road. That's on the west outer belt. We also have a couple-minute delay on westbound 70 on the west side from West Broad Street to Wilson Road. This report is sponsored by Credit Karma. When your money's on the line, are you okay with a basic free tax service? Get the confidence of TurboTax with free Fed and state. Filing on Intuit Credit Karma. Around 37% of filers qualify. Simple 1040s only. See details at TurboTax.com/free. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
The podcast is brought to you by our friends, Care Heating and Cooling. I end every commercial the same way, telling you to hire Care when you need a company you can trust. It's not just a slogan. It's the Care Creed. With arms wide open, the way they live their life and the way they strive to be remembered by you, the customer, at the end of every interaction with Care. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Nice.
We're hoping to add Zach here at 2:30, hoping.
So what's the deal? So I'm just calling him and we'll see if he picks up?
Yeah, I think that's how we're going to play it.
Rothman and Ice, weekdays at noon.
Sponsored by Pella Columbus.
The Fan.
Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. Can I tell you a secret? One of my joys in life is a good clean out. Once in a blue moon, I will take it to the next level. I have an air vent right over the toilet. So when I know a wild ride is coming, I'll turn down the AC a few minutes before it's go time. And then when I sit down, beautiful cold air greets me, blowing in my face as I do the deed. And the only people I trust to keep my crapper temp in tip-top shape, that's Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
The Fan Poll is sponsored by JT's Pizza and Pub, home of award-winning pizza and 32-ounce Yingling drafts for only $4.
Buckeye Show coming up at the top of the hour. Then it's Jackets time. Jackets with a huge, I cannot underestimate how important this is. Huge. Overestimate? Underestimate? What's the right term?
You cannot underestimate. Yes, and I mean...
Jackets and Red Wings tonight, 6:30 here on The Fan.
You got the three games on the road, right? So we start with that. This is a critical stretch to have, you know, three teams that are also in the mix. You've got the Sabres. I mean, the Sabres are out of the mix now because they're so far in, right? So you have Detroit, you have Buffalo. They're not going to be laying down and dying, though. And then you got Montreal on the road again, right? Saturday coming up here. Then you have Boston at home and the Capitals here. And it could be down to you in Washington. If you could sign up for right now, we're talking about this in the hall, I'd take it with the way things have gone. Get me to Tuesday, April 14th with a win we're in, lose we're out situation. I'd sign up for that right now. It's not the way I would have wanted it before we got here. But now, I'll take it.
I think it's wishful thinking that you're going to get to that scenario.
And again,
looking at this schedule.
That's what I'm saying.
You know, they had a chance at home to really rack up some points. And it's going to be tough, Timmy. Going to be tough. All right, give me some more Timmy time.
Okay, so we left off, you know, you got this last one. We were playing a little name that golfer in the last clip that was heard that you hit right out of the park.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Golden Bear, baby.
Jack Nicklaus.
You got that as Jack Nicklaus. So I got to do this for a few years in a row before I jumped onto this fine program. I actually saw the email for it a couple of weeks ago. It always gets me excited because that means that the memorial at Jack's place is right around the corner. So they'd have this champions luncheon that they would have on campus at the Ohio State Student Union, the main one there. And Jack would be there. They would award a youngster for doing something great in the community, and then he'd come by and do some media. And so that was always fun. I would take a stick mic out there. I'd get, you know, a couple of minutes of some one-on-one time with Jack, if not the media scrum. And I brought this one clip back because it was after Ohio State won the national championship. He loves football. And his mind immediately went to being pissed off about not winning the national championship, but that game that they couldn't win. Jack was himself.
I don't sound anything like that guy who's imitating me.
So another...
sounds like a puppet.
Another great moment, though, on this show was last year, before I started hosting, but I was somewhere around here. I was probably in that fourth chair. We were honored have in the chair over there where I'm just sort of peering through
what chair?
Commenting at you guys and saying, oh, are you saying a nice thing now? Oh, that's nice. Say it to Bone like this. Tell it to T-Bone like this. Say pee-pee no worky. Say it hard and say it right. That's right. So we were honored to have the great Jack Nicklaus, the Golden Bear, joined us in studio. So this was a lot of fun.
Hey, how you doing there? Glad to be on the show. How are you?
I'm good, Jack. You ready for the memorial coming up in a few weeks?
I'm ready for it. Yeah.
All right.
What about the Masters, Jack? I know you're going to do the ceremonial first tee on Thursday.
Absolutely. I'm going to be down there, put on my green jacket, and have some egg salad. Love a good egg salad.
What about that Champions dinner and Scotty's menu? Some good things.
A lot of cholesterol on that menu. I don't know if I can have that at this time in my life.
How do you feel about a pimento cheese? You enjoy the pimento cheese?
Love a good pimento cheese.
Okay, that's good.
Does Barb like pimento cheese?
Barb loves it. Absolutely.
Yeah.
I've been around a long time, Timmy.
Yes, you have,
long
Jack.
Long time. I remember when they didn't let any black people at Augusta.
Oh, that's right. That's
now they let them in, but they give them the side eye.
It's a dark day. Dark part of our history.
Yeah.
That's right.
What about this stuff that's happening to Tiger, Jack? You hate to see that, don't you?
Hate the injuries. See it. That's too bad. Tore his Achilles tendon. Certainly wasn't me sneaking up behind him with an X-Acto knife.
Don't want him to catch the major championship record, right, Jack?
No, you'd be like Gretzky out there with Ovechkin. You'd just be out there if he won and took over your record, you'd shake his hand and say,
"Hell with him."
Hey, Jack, how many majors have you won?
I've won a good 4,000 of them there.
Nice. Nice. How many times have you won that Masters?
Why are you putting me on the spot there, Timmy?
That was great to have Jack Nicklaus. I love.
Why does anybody listen to this show?
I love how you can say something about, how about what happened to Tiger? And you can just drop it into any year.
Yeah, you know. He's on the phone with the president. We've all been there before.
We're trying to
turn on WNCI, and we're talking to Trump, and we crash. I need my thumpity thump music.
Oh, fantastic.
Unsa, 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 unsa.
That's good, Jack.
You like it?
That's not creepy at all. Hello, my good friend.
Oh, it's Gary Player.
Ready to head to number one tee. I'm going to take the driver. I'm going to outdrive you this time, Jack.
Hey, how long have you been on the Jamaican bobsled team?
You may have more green jackets than me, but I'm more physically fit.
The Back Page.
Sponsored by Care Heating and Cooling. When you need a company you can trust, call 1-800-COOLING.
Jamaican bobsled team. Hey, did you know you brought up Jason Day, old J-Day from Australia and Central Ohio here. I'm looking at this Malbon website now, and I'm going nuts over the prices on this stuff. They've got golf bags, so they don't just have apparel, but they've got some like basic equipment. They don't make clubs per se.
They make putters. Have you seen the putters?
I will get to the putters in just a second, but what do you think just a standard walking bag is? Like back in the day, I would pay maybe like $120 for like a nice Ping walking bag.
Knowing these people?
Yeah.
$1,500.
Actually, a bargain for that. $368 for the walking
bag. That's wonderful.
The pants that were banned were going for $280 for the bird pants. Basic sweatpants. Remember, he tried, I think he actually wore the sweatsuit. He wore a gray sweatsuit at Pebble Beach, of all places.
Joke's on us, man, because it's sold out.
$150 to $178
Everybody
for a pair of sweatpants.
Went and bought it. So.
With the word Malbon on the bottom leg there, but the fact that he was wearing gray sweatpants and a gray crew neck at Pebble Beach, I don't know if that was for the U.S. Open or if it was for the Pebble Beach Pro-Am, but either way, and the putters, like you said, they've got a collection of putters that go in the $1,600 to $1,700 range. A Scotty Cameron design, Titleist. You can go for about $500, and that's a collector's item just for any golfer to own one, even if you're not going to play with it.
You got one.
I got one.
It's hot.
It's hot.
And stolen.
I modified it so Scotty doesn't ever want to see it again.
You modified it?
I did.
Did you put rims on it?
I had to get some extra length in the shaft.
Oh, you need the extra length, right?
I do.
How you doing there, Ted? Good show today, huh?
Yeah, that's fantastic.
Yeah, that's a good show today. All right, Buckeye show's next. Jack, it's time 6:30. We'll see you tomorrow. Smell your fingers. Common Man and Timmy on the Fan.
Fan traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
We've got some debris that's in the two right lanes on northbound 71 at Weber Road on the north side, causing a 35-minute delay there. It is stop and go from I-70. And there's a 5-minute delay on northbound 270 on the east outer belt from 670 to 161. This report is sponsored by AAA Tire and Auto Service. Come into your local AAA Tire and Auto Service and save $15 off any oil change. Offer includes a free tire rotation, and you'll earn $7 towards your next service with Duramax dollars. Offer ends April 30th. See store for details. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan.
Oh, hello! I was talking to my annoying friend, Duchess Kumquat. She was retelling a very dramatic story about how her and Lord Beaverqueef were stuck sleeping in a very hot room because their janky air conditioning unit took a crapola. They were so hot and sweaty, it took them out of the mood for getting hot and sweaty. Don't be like Kumquat and Beaverqueef. Call my friends at Care Heating and Cooling. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com. When you need a company Beaverqueef can trust.